Dr. Ruben writes in one too
that Mr. Kanoff is all discussing here about a mini that was improper, but we don't have it anymore. There's not on there, so I'm not going to quote it. He just says, look in the times where he has a whole complaint. He wasn't aware that that in his days they still had that mini. So many communities all over the world. That's what the Moshe and many others say, that it's not proper, it should be mivatla. They say all the reasons that they may have possibly had, all the valid possible reasons that they had in Europe for not duchening on Shabbos no longer applied to Zmanas. So even those who come from Hamburg or whatever communities, they wouldn't duchen. They say that it's not right, that today we have to duchen on Shabbos. I was already told him, I said, that when he came to America first, when he first came to America, he had a Rabbanus position in Boston. So he says, Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. And he kind of didn't want to do him. So he said he was very young and very forceful and very excitable. So he screamed at the Kohanim and made such a fight and such a machlokes. So they had to listen to him. They had no prayers. So he said, if he won the fight, he lost the stomach. He said, right after Rosh Hashanah, they fired him and Yom Kippur, he already had no rabbanus. So he told us, boys, when you get a rabbanus, make sure that they duchen on Shabbos, so it's not worth losing your stuff. You shouldn't make such a fight. You shouldn't make such a machlokes. No, just try to convince them. And I swear that they should do.
I had the same problem. The 1 year I was a rabbi, I had the same problem. But I was afraid to run by.
What about this problem by waiting? He's not clear on Shabbos.
Shabbos?
I mean, when you...
Yeah, why not? Sometimes they try to give reasons why they don't duchen on Shabbos. What's the reason? So one of the reasons is Shemei Avirenu.
Right.
You have to wash the Kohen's hands before they duchen. That's the din of the Gemara. The Gemara says it's right, you have to wash hands. So it's there, you may carry the bucket with the water. Shemei Avirenu. They had to translate some reason why. And they give all kinds of reasons why they didn't duchen on Shabbos. That's from the better reason. That's from the better reason. The other reason is there.
It has someplace to wash hands in general. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to discuss the last parak of Yuma has all the dinim that are halacha l'maaseh b'zman hazeh. The first seven sukkim are all about avodas yom kippur, about the avodas hakarbonos and beis hamikdash. The last parak has about the chamishim minim, about the davening, the tefillah. We are used to thinking of the Chomish Inuim, we have achilush tiyah counts as one inuim. Achilush tiyah is one, rechitza is in second, tichah is a third, and afayin gimel on beis. Mishneh lechem zayis the Chomish Inuim. So we're used to thinking of the Chomish Inuim in terms of Tisha B'Av. That on Tisha B'Av, one is forbidden to have achil, shti, and so on. All of these things are Rasa. But somehow we always associate that this Yom Kippur with Tisha B'Av, that it's similar dinim. Somehow people think that just like on Tisha B'Av, the Chomish Inuim are representative of the Inyan of Avelus, the Tniyug Avelus. Yechitza, Sikha, Nilach, Asandal, Tashra, Samita, things that are forbidden in Shiva. Achil, shti, is Mutta. The Oval is allowed to eat during Shiva. But on Tisha B'Av, even Achilas Shtiyah is also. So usually you associate all of the Chomish Inuim with Avelus, Shiva, common thing. So we think that on Yom Kippur also we observe a certain form of Avelus. So what is the Avelus all about? The people usually think, oh, it's Avelus on one sin. That a person is an Avelus over the fact that he's a Bal Avelus, so he has to sit Shiva for his Katoim, because he's a Chayta, he deserves to die, so he sits Shiva for himself. The pastor says that it's not right. The Mishnah has an achlekes hatanayim in Moed Katan in the third parak regarding Yom Kippurim and Rosh Hashanah, whether dinim can regale him or not with respect to Shiva. Right, the din is that Shabbos, there is no chiyus simcha. The Mishnah makes a distinction. Mishnah Moed Katan draws a distinction between Shabbos as opposed to Yom Kippur. The Pesach Shavuot Sukkah is because there's a chiyus simcha, so the day is labeled as a Yom Simcha. You can't label that day as a Yom Eva, because Avelus and Simcha is a tie to the Shabbos. So that's why if someone began observing Shiva Rahman al-Islam before Yom Tov, right. So he cannot say that Yom Tov counts as one of the days of Shiva. Then when it comes ready after Yom Tov, so what are you going to say? Let's say he sat 2 days Shiva before Yom Tov, now he should pick up and continue to observe 5 days of Shiva after Yom Tov. So we pass in Machlej HaTanoi, one time holds that you do. If the person sat 2 days Shiva before, the Mishnah says you do. So if you continue 5 days Shiva after Yom Tov, we pass in not so. That the 7 days have to be with Tufis. So even if the person sat one Shah Achaz, he just began to observe Shiva on Erev Pesach, on Erev Shavuot, Erev Sukkot, 1 hour or half an hour before, so the Shiva began already. So then it doesn't make any sense that he should observe the remaining 6 days after Yom Tov because he won't have 7 days with Tufis. So he doesn't have to observe the rest of the Shiva. So that's the nature of the din, that Yom Tov is Mevatel Shiva. It doesn't mean Mevatel, just means that Yom Tov is not Oile. The day of Yom Tov cannot be labeled as a day of Yom Avelus because it's already labeled as a Yom Simcha. And you can't have, and it's a hefsik, and you won't be able to have the Shiva Yama Mitzvah, so you don't have to observe any more Shiva. Or the same thing, let's say, HaKoyver Mesa Berezo. There's a Levaya on Yontif and on Chalamoy. So then you cannot begin the Shiva on Yontif because Yontif cannot be labeled as a Yom Eivor because it's a Yom Simcha. So one doesn't begin the Avela Shiva until after Yontif is over. Okay, and on Shabbos, let's say somebody hears on Shabbos that a relative died 2 or 3 weeks ago and was buried, and he starts to observe Shiva that he just found out today. The Shabbos does count as the first day of Shiva because on Shabbos is close to Yishami. So it's very most certain that on Shabbos there is no Chiv Simcha. Right, we'll get to that. On Shabbos there is no Chiv Simcha, so there's no tie to the Shabbos. The Shabbos is oiler than in Yeshiva. But the same thing if someone began Shiva before Shabbos, you don't say that Shabbos doesn't count, and therefore since it doesn't count, you can't continue later because it's not a tzuf. Might say, no, the Shabbos is not a Yom Simcha, there's no Chiyuv Simcha on Shabbos.
It's possible to ever have Shiva altogether. If Shabbos are able to do
that,
then you never have Shiva.
It would
be Shishua,
that's it. Right. But this is called to Yishami a different reason, not because it wouldn't be possible, but rather because on Shabbos there is no Chiyuv Simcha. And on Yom Tov there is a Chiyuv Simcha. So Shabbos and Avelos do not constitute a part of the Shabbos. It's not a Yom Simcha, so you can label it as a Yom Eiv. On Yom Tov is a Yom Simcha, so it cannot be labeled as a Yom Eiv. I take this here, because you quote the Medrash with the Yishami that is, that Shabbos is not a Yom Simcha, so why is it that you don't observe Avelos with a Hesia? Why is it only that Vom should be seen on it? Only Tashma Shamita is also, and all the other things. The Yovel doesn't wear the Rit Beged. And he goes and Yotzei Chutzu based on, he wears the shoes and he straightens out the whole house. Everything is neat, everything is nice. He doesn't sit on the floor, he straightens out the beds and everything. So you see that on Shabbos, one doesn't observe Avelos. The person says, no, that's a different reason. Even though Shabbos is not a type of the Shatri with Avelos, the Yom HaShabbos is not a type of the Shatri with a Yom Eivor because Yom HaShabbos is not a Yom Simcha. But the Nihug, the observance of Shabbos isn't the Nihug HaDavar is in contradiction to the Nihug Avelos. Because the prophet says in Kohelet, "Bichas Hashem hitashi v'lo yosif et tovimo." The prophet says when the Rebbe Shalom speaks up brocha, so there's no a person strikes it rich, right. A person gets rich from the Bichas Hashem, and there's no sadness. And the prophet says in connection with Shabbos, by Baruch Alekim Yom Hashvi, that Shabbos Yom Hashabbos was given a brocha, because the nihug of Shabbos is one of brocha, therefore lo yosif et tovimo. So if the person would observe Avelus, it would be a type of tzitzis in his nihugim. How is he supposed to celebrate Shabbos? How is he supposed to act on Shabbos? Not in a form or fashion of Atzvah. But the actual labeling of the day itself, that's not a type of Atzvah. Since Shabbos is not a Yom Simcha, so I can label the day as a Yom Eivor. The labeling of the day is no stil. The Shabbos is a little min yeshivin, the Avelus can begin on Shabbos, that doesn't pose a problem. But in the Neil Gagavri and the Dvam Shabbat for Hestia, that does pose a problem. In Dvam Shabbat Sina, doesn't pose a problem. What, every Shabbos, the person has Tashma Shamita? What if the person is not married? What if his wife didn't go to Mikvah? So he does not have Tashma Shamita every Shabbos. So what if they're not interested? You don't have Tashma Shamita every Shabbos. So that's why the Gemara says, but Vam Shabbat Sino, I'm Noeg on Shabbos. Why? Because by abstaining, if he's going to wear it, if he's not going to wear his shoes, he's going to wear his ribs to God, or he's going to eat on the floor or everything, that Nihug will be in contradiction. The Nihug of Avelos will be in spirit to the Nihug of what Shabbos should be. But by abstaining from Tashma Shamita, that doesn't contradict the Nihug of Shabbos. A person sometimes abstains from Tashma Shamita, he still observes Shabbos properly. So Dvam Shabbat Sina on earth. That's where the Rambam's opinion is. Rather, we don't pass like the Rambam. That's the problem. Why? The Rambam sheet is that Dvam Shabbat Sina are only knowing on Shabbos, and Yom Tov not. Let's say a Kovar is Mesa Beregel. Someone is buried on Yom Tov. Yom Tov Rishon are you day Nochrim, the Gemara says you can have a Levaya. Yom Tov Sheni are you day Yisrael. A Chalamoyd Avari are you day Yisrael. Because it's Mesa Beregel, the Shiva doesn't begin until after Yom Tov is over. But the Shiva is, what about on Chol HaMoed, those first few days, when Al Kedin, he didn't begin Shiva yet, is he Mutter B'Tashma Shamit. So that's the Machlekes Taisus in the Rambam. So the Rambam, she says that he's Mutter B'Tashma Shamit. And Taisus disagrees with the Rambam.
What about Anoinim?
Aninus and Yom Tov. They were Dinim. Sometimes yes, yeah, sometimes no. It's complicated Dinim. Yeah, that's a different thing. Yeah. But the Shabbos is either a din aninus on Yom Tov or not. So there are different dinim if you
more than Shiva.
Right. According to Pesach, the way we pass them is more than 7 days of Shiva. You have more than 7 days. Let's say, Kodesh Mesa Beregel, then he doesn't begin to observe Shiva till way after Sukkot. So he has a whole 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks of Shiva. So if you have one Shiva, then you have 2 weeks of Shiva. So the Rambam seems to be understanding very well why he distinguishes between Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is not labeled as a Yom Tov at all, so he's not in Shiva. It's not part of Shiva, so why should it be also the Tashmish Shamita? Shabbos, which is labeled as a Yom Tov, the only thing is that in a Nihuk Hagavra, it'll be a contradiction if he observes the Avelis, and then we distinguish that it's only a contradiction to the Nihuk of Shabbos regarding the Dram Shiva Fahesti, but the Dram Shiva Tin is not a steal. But at least today is a Yom Shiva, but on Yom Tov said it's not at all part of Shiva, so why should it be also the Dram Shiva Tin? The Rambam Shita is understood. Right in Shulchan Aruch, we don't talk to him like the Rambam. We talk to him in that case, he has to observe the Nictus Avelis of Shiva for 2 weeks, so that's a problem. So that needs a beer. You have to learn, you have to understand the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like Tosfos. The Gemara sounds against the Rambam.
We distinguish
between Avelis from Kavanah, Anyasa, and Cholay,
that's a
candle.
Why do you
think it was Kavanah? Yeah, that has not, that's not
Avelis.
Yeah. That's unrelated. I think so. That's unrelated. Like, let's say, learning Mishnayot.
Yeah.
Let's say, the oven has a skillet to say Kaddish to Gavin Fanon, whatever, Shleshim. What if Yom Tov takes over Shleshim? He loses the skillet. So the Shach says, no, that whatever has to do with the skillet for the Nisa, learning Mishnayot, and making a Tiyam Hashad, whatever has to do with the skillet for the Nisa, Yom Tov doesn't take over those things. Because Yom Tov is only for us, for the living people. For the dead people, there's no Yom Tov, there's no Shabbos, right. There's nothing. Yeah. The lighting the candles also, that has to do with the nitzah. It doesn't have to do with the, it's not a miyugin avel. It's not one of the inyanim of avel. So the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanaim in the third Torah k'moy tratan, whether Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are dinam to regolim, or dinam to Shabbos. Whether the, in the Parshat Pshat in the Mishnah, that's what Rav Soloveitchik is always saying, the Parshat Pshat in the Mishnah, that it's a machlokes hatanaim, whether or not there is a chiyuv simcha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Is there a chiyuv simcha or not on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So it's a machlekes hatanaim. But again, to Avelis, we know how we talk to. We talk to halachas divra meikah ba'avu. So we talk to that if one began the Shiva before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippur, so he doesn't continue observing Avelis. Because you go lekula by Avelis. But the Shabbos, what if it'll be lechumre? What if it'll be lechumre? Let's say somebody's sitting ashore on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and they tell him that a relative died 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and he just finds out today. So if it's dino ki Yom Tov, if Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Hashanah is a Yom Tov, but it's a Dino Kirigolim, I mean. It's a Dino Kirigolim, if there's a Chiyuv Simcha and there's no Nihu Gavelis, so then he doesn't begin the Shiva till after Rosh Hashanah, till after Yom Kippur, he has to observe 7 days of Shiva. But if Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not Dino Kirigolim, if it's Dino Kishabis, but today is the first day of Shiva, even though he's not observing anything on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, today will count as the first day. So there, it'll be a Chumrah. If the Shiva begins, if the Shiva begins before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippur, so then we say, Avada halach devar meikel bava. We'll meikel whenever there's any machlokes hatanaim, we'll meikel, and hilchos avelus, so we'll meikel that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur can't be Shiva. But what, we treat Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur like a Yom Tov. But here, we assume that there is a chiyuv simcha. But here, if the Shiva is supposed to begin on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, the Shmua comes, somebody's notified on Rosh Hashanah. I remember in the short period that I had a Rabbanus, that one of the shilas that the Balabadim came up with, there was an Israeli who dabbled in the shul a little bit, a tiny little shul in New Jersey. There was an Israeli there who wasn't too observant. So we called him up on Rosh Hashanah to tell him from Eretz Yisrael to tell him that his father died and was buried 3 days ago. So the shilas was whether that day will count as the first day of Shiva or not. Whether Rosh Hashanah counts as the first day of Shiva or not. So it says we talked to the Shulchan Aruch, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Adinim to the Golem of Torah's Vadai. Not that it's a machloikas satanayim and it's a sophic how we paskin, and you always go lekula, halachas divra meikel bava. No, Taisa shows on the Gemara that we paskin the Torah's Vadai, the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Adinim to the Golem. That it's not a fake of Adinim. And the Tashta says that this is the pshat in the Gemara sophic in Erezin and Daf Mem. The Gemara has a shayla whether you recite Shehechionu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur or not. And Shalosh Regalim, Apeshosh Kursus, Abadi Yerisai Shachyam. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a Suffolk. So the Gemara asks, what's the Suffolk? It's Loigora from a Pri Chodosh? When you have a Pri Chodosh, you say Shachyonu. So shouldn't you certainly say Shachyonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? There's less excitement. So isn't there the same amount of Simcha when Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur come as a Pri Chodosh? What are you going to say? The Chiyuv Simcha. Pesach Shavua says the Chiyuv Simcha. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's no Chiyuv Simcha. But on the Pichodesh, there's no Chiyuv Simcha either. Except that he's excited. So he's excited about the new cherry blossom season, about the new apple season, about the new melon season, the new potato season, the new onion season. So he says, Shachianu, if he's excited about, we don't get excited about the potato season because we have potatoes all year long, so it's not Nikkur. But if you live in a community where you only have potatoes certain seasons of the year, they only have onions or apples or oranges, whatever, some seasons of the year, others not, and then they sell the new potatoes, so people get excited about the new potatoes. No chiyuv to get excited, no chiyuv simcha. But nevertheless, when you get excited, so you say Shachianu. So the Gemara says, you're right. Yeshu Savada, the Gemara says, the brach of Shachianu on a pre-chodesh is not a chayva. It's optional. It's only a Yeshu. So if you want to say Shachianu, you may. If you don't want to say Shachianu, you don't have to. So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, if you want to say Shachianu Avada, you may. You're excited that a new season has come. Shachianu Lazman Hazeh. Shachianu Lazman Hazeh. You're excited about the Havos Hazman. Kika Mevoilon, the Gemara says, the shadow that we have is chayva. On Pesach Shavuos, because there's a chayva to recite Shachianu, they have the same chayva. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur not. So what's the suffix? So b'chayu, that's the suffix. Why is there Manish Tana Pesach Shavuos Sukkos and Pri Chodesh? How come Pri Chodesh is only a Rishus, a Beged Chodesh, a Pri Chodesh? The Shachianu is only Rishus, and on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos Achayva. So the Pashtus is that that's the reason why, because on the Regalim, on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, there's a Mitzvah Simcha. So the Bracha of Shachianu is recited sort of as a Bichat HaMitzvah, on the Mitzvah Simcha, to demonstrate that we have a Chiyuv Simcha. So the Gemara has an Ibaya. What about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Is there a Chayva Simcha? Is there a Mitzvah Simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur or not? Because it doesn't say the Seirish in the Chumash. It only says the Samach, the Bechagecha stayed by Sukkot. That's why in the Davening we call Sukkot Man Simcha Tzeinu. Because the Nusach HaTzeinu is always patterned after the Lashon HaMikra, the Lashon HaTanach. And the Chumash, it only says by Sukkot the Samach, the Bechagecha. So how do we know that the Chayva Simcha by all the Shalosh Regalim? So that's Hukshua HaDodi. The heck that Pesach Shavuos Sukkos all have the same din. But the Shaila is, what about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? They're not. They don't have the same din in as Pesach Shavuos Sukkos B'negiah to Aliyah L'Regel. They don't have Riyach HaGigis. They don't have Riyach HaGigis and Korban Simcha. They don't have Gimel Korbanis and Tzavah Yisrael B'Aliyah L'Regel. The Gemara says, except in HaGigah. You have to bring three Korbanis on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. But Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you don't have the Chiyuv Aliyah L'Regel. And you don't have the three Korbanis, Riyach HaGigis Simcha. So the Gemara has a clear. Is the Rechiyah Simcha not? So the Pashtus is that that's exactly the Gemara Zibaya. How do we pass in by the Machleki Satanayim B'negei to Avel? So we pass in the Torah Tzofik, Halachic Divah Mekel Ba'ovel, that if the Shiva began before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so Halachic Divah Mekel Ba'ovel, we say that it's a Yom Simcha and it cancels Shiva. But if the Shmuel will come on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he'll find out then that their relative died. So we'll say Lakula in the other direction, that the Shiva does begin today. He answers the telephone on Yom Kippur. He finds out that somebody died.
Oh, somebody told him.
Someone told him? Okay. Okay, so that'll be the first day, of the Shiva. Or do you say no, that we pass the Torah Zvandai, that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur has no mitzvah simcha. And that'll happen at Kimina for the bracha of Shachyam. Because if it's a Sophic, you don't say a bracha mitzvah, Sophic bracha's law. But if there's a Chiv simcha, the Torah Zvandai, it's not a state of the Dina, but the Torah Zvandai. Then you will say Shachyam. So the Gemara tells the story. The Gemara says there's Talmidim in the dormitory, waiting in the cafeteria. The Gemara says they didn't know what they say Shachyam and Kiddush. What did they do last year? They didn't have a matzah. They didn't remember what they do last year. So they sent one of the boys to go to the Rosh Hashiva's home to listen to the way he makes Kiddush. It's like the mice with the Yeshuvah. But he didn't know how to Pravah say that. They didn't know how to Pravah say that. So he told his wife she should go to the next farm to find out, to watch look through the window to find out. So the wife went to the next home. And she was standing outside, she was embarrassed to go in, how do you probably say that, to show her ignorance, so she stood outside the window, so she saw the way the husband was beating up the wife. So she was petrified, so she came back home, and she didn't want to tell her husband what she saw. So he asked her, how do you make a seder? She doesn't want to answer. How do you make a seder? She doesn't want to answer. He starts beating her up. So then she says, so you know how to make a seder. So what do you ask me to find out? So I'm on the Yeshivic story. So the Gemara says, the Talmidim and the Yeshiva, the Amoraim, and the Yeshiva didn't know what they say Shachyanu in the Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah. They didn't know. So they sent one of the Talmidim to the Rosh Hashiva's home to listen to the way he says Kiddush. At the end of the Kiddush, Nidim said, at the end of the Kiddush, he said Shachyanu. They went back to the Talmidim and he told them that he do say Shachyanu. And that's how we pass him, that on Rosh Hashanah we say Shachyanu at the conclusion of the Kiddush. And on Yom Kippur we say Shachyanu on Leil Yom Kippur. When we're Mekabel Kedusha Sayyam, so the Chazan says Shachyanu. So that's exactly the Nekudas HaSafik in the Gemara, whether Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur has a Chiyuv Simcha or not. And we pass in, yes, it has a Chiyuv Simcha B'Torah Zvadai. We pass in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur didn't kill a girl in B'Torah Zvadai. But there is a Chiyuv Simcha. In fact, that's the Pashtus in the Gemara in Erechin. And that's you. The Gemara has all of the Klolim of reciting of Hallel. So the Gemara says, we recite Hallel on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer Mitzvah, the Bir of the Gemara, that Hallel is a Kiyum HaMitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. Some opinions hold me in Torah, and some hold me the Rabbanim. The Simchas HaGuf by Achil HaShtir, by Bosh of the Yayin, and then the Simchas HaNefesh, Simchas HaNeshama, by the reciting of Hallel, Shevach HaKadosh. So some, the Bahag and Rashi hold that the Hallel on Yom Tov is a Din D'Oraisa, and Taisus and the Rambam, that's a we pass can hold that Hallel on Yom Tov is only the Rabbanim. So the Ramban explains the whole Gemara Dein Erchin is discussing this topic of Simcha. So the Gemara says, Akasha, why don't we say Hallel on Shabbos? Shabbos also? The Gemara says, no, there's no Chiyuv Simcha on Shabbos. There's Lo Ikri Moed, it's not called the Moed, so there's no Chiyuv Simcha. So the Gemara says, why not say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? What's the Kasha? The Pashtus is that there is a Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's the way we passed him, that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur didn't to regal the Metaraz Vadai. Not only because it's selfish that Allah is going make a ball. It's asking the Torah's Vada, Bein Lekuma, Bein Lekuma, that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Adirim Kiragolim. So the Gemara says, why don't we say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, Taka Gita Kasha, the Malachi HaShoris, yes, the Rebbein Shalom, how come in Eishol are not reciting Hallel? So he answers that they're doing right because the Kirchheim is information, Sukhum Lefonai, so it's not a proper time to say Hallel. And the Rambam quotes that Gemara in Hilchot Chanukah, and he quotes the Dinim of Hallel. So he writes that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur not Yimei Simcha Yisera. In other words, they are Yimei Simcha. So theoretically, there should have been a Chiyuv to recite Hallel, but it's not Yimei Simcha Yisera. So it's not that kind of a Simcha that's Mechayv and Hallel, it's a toned down Simcha. It's a different kind of a Simcha. So the Pashtus says that on Yom Kippur we pass in the Torah's Vadai that there's a Chiyuv Simcha. So what and the Torah's Vadai that there's no Aveva. It's not even a Speker Adina. In the Machlekes HaTanaim in Moed Katan, we don't pass in the Torah's Sofek. That we don't observe Avelis on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. We pass from the Torah's Vada, you don't observe Avelis. Even the Chumrah, let's say if the Shmuah comes on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we pass from the Torah's Vada that it's not Oyel Lim in Yeshiva, that that day doesn't count.
I can understand the term that Simcha Regalim, as you said before, all the three that are carbon and that. I can understand also that there are assumptions in the Gemara that Rosh Hashanah is also being Yom Kippur. What's the mockup?
So you see from there, and they're speaking about Rosh Hashanah. So you see that Rosh Hashanah from there.
Yeah.
That's the rule for the rule of the day, this portion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So you see from that, they
all say that. Well, besides that, it's all in the same parasha in the Chumash. The Zidim of Aliyah, the Regal, and the Korbanis don't apply, but whatever can apply, can apply. But it's a Maska the Hagiatha, does apply. The parasha is in the Chumash. Now, so they gave a whole deal. He explained as follows. What is the Yisoid of Chiyuv Simcha in general? What is the Mechayv of Simcha? That he showed there is a Gemara. It's a very obscure Gemara, but the Rav used to quote it so much, and he made it famous by the, and he sees it's very famous Gemara. The Gemara has a din, which the Rambam does paskins against. The Gemara has a din, that the Kangodal doesn't sit Shiva. The Rambam writes the first Kangodal does sit Shiva, so all Achrayim asks us against the Gemara. The Gemara has a din, Kangodal doesn't observe Shiva. Why? Kangodal all year long, Kol Hashan Kula, Ki Yisrael Baregel Domi, has the same din as the Bnei Yisrael, Hashavash Regal, we have a Chiyuv Simcha. And Achiv Simcha cancels the din of Avelis, and Kangodal all year long has a Chiyuv Simcha, and that's why he's part of Avelis. Where in the world does he have a Chiyuv Simcha? So we might call it the din. The din is that Kangodal makris Einan. He can bring Korbanis even though he's an Einan. How come? So the answer is because he's not an Einan. What does that mean? So the Rav thought that the Pshat, Peledikigimah. Shulchan Aruch is not quoted, we don't have any din for Kangodal. The Rambam is also not quoted, the Rambam writes Yosevish against the Gemara. I'm not Kangodal does observe Shiva. It's an obscure Gemara. But what is the Gemara saying over there? Kangodal has a Chiyuv Simcha all year long. What's the Gerer Adin? What does Simcha mean? It's not Shabbos Regal. So the Rav said that he thought that the Yisoid HaChiyuv of Simcha is when a person is obligated to be Lefnei Hashem. That it always says in Chumash, it's Machtam Lefnei Hashem Elokeich. A common phrase in Chumash. And the Pasuk says in Tilim, then he quoted a whole section from the Tanya. The Pasuk says in Tilim, Hod v'hod alafon avoiz v'ched v'abim k'aymoi. That when one is in the presence of the Rabbanu Shalom, then there's chedvo. Then there's joy, then there's simcha. So on Shalosh Regalim, when there's an obligation to be olarego, to enter into the Beis Hashem, to be physically in the presence of the Rabbanu Shalom, so that's the mechayiv of simcha. And the Kangodal, Kol Hashana Kulo, the Rambam writes, the obligation of the Kangodal is that he should be in the Beis HaMikdash all year long. 365 days a year, whatever you want to say.
And it's in the Mitzvah of Yitzchak.
Yeah. So the Rambam writes, the Tengadol's job is to be in the Beis HaMikdash. That's another Rambam. The Rambam says he has to be in Yerushalayim. He has to be in Yerushalayim. He's not permitted to leave Yerushalayim. That's another thing, because he brought a carbon every day. And Haskinah comments on that Rambam. How did the Rambam know that Tengadol is not permitted to leave Yerushalayim? Where does it say that in Shas? He says, one of his Talmidim, and Haskinah writes, one of his Talmidim, quoting my name, came up with a sharp shot. I'm looking for the Rambam, because the din is the Tengadol has to offer a carbon every day. The Chavitim Tengadol, the Minchas Chavitim, and the Gemara has a din of Lino, that whoever brings, Rambam calls the din of Gemara, Lino. Whoever offers a carbon, any carbon in the Beit HaMikdash, has to stay in Yerushalayim overnight till the next morning. So Tengadol had to stay in Yerushalayim till the next morning. Next morning he had to bring another carbon. Every day, half in the morning, half in the evening. So since every day he was a Bala carbon, so he had to stay in Yerushalayim every day. But the Rambam has more than that. Tengadol not only has to stay in Yerushalayim every day, can't leave. Kvoda v'sefarta, he writes in Klei HaMikdash, Kvoda v'sefarta, the Tengadol has to stay in the Beit HaMikdash all day long, every day. That's his job, to be like part of the furniture in the Beit HaMikdash. He has to be there in the Beit HaMikdash all the time. So because he has to be Lifnei Hashem all year long, so that's the pshat in the Gemara. That Tengadol kol hashana kula ki so beregel domi. The obligation to be Lifnei Hashem is the source of the Chiyuv Simcha. So Anshalot regolim by Tengadol. We know that they have to be Lifnei Hashem, literally, in the Beis Hashem, in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there is no obligation to be Lifnei Hashem, literally, physically, in the Beis Hashem, but there is a different type of obligation to be Lifnei Hashem. Why? Because on Yom Kippur, we have a din all year long that we have to do tshuva. Right, but all year long, it's not a mitzvah that says, Mazrama to do tshuva, the women are also mitzvah. It's not Mazrama. But on Yom Kippur, the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Yoyin, and other Rishonim say, the obligation is more binding to do tshuva. Why? Because Yom Kippur is Yom Nechilos Licho, so the opportunity is better, so you have more of an obligation to do tshuva. So I'm going to say that's with Nei Hashem to Torah. We have the obligation to be entire ourselves. And he says, we have the obligation to do tshuva. The Rambam also writes, we have more of an obligation to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. So the Rambam writes in the Shemayna Prokin and Hasdama to Pirkei Avos, he quotes the Pesukim from the Nevi'im that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted all of the Bnei Yisrael always to be Lefanav in his presence. But when we do Averis, the Navi screams and he complains, Zaka v'nesech mahayim abdilim b'neichem levein elakech. When we do Averis, so Averis sort of set up an iron curtain. They set up a mechitze that separates and that's mafsik and chaitzit between us. Avinesechem abdilim b'neichem levein elakech. Makes a habdola, makes a hafsoken, a chatzitze between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're no longer in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we'll do tshuva, then we will remove this Masach HaMavdol, we'll remove the iron wall, the iron curtain, and then we'll be right there again in the presence of the Rabbanu Shlom. So on Yom Kippur, the Rav said, when we have more of an obligation to do tshuva, so we have an obligation to be Lifnei Hashem, a different kind of Lifnei Hashem. Not physically in the Beit Hashem, in the Azor, but rather to be Bali Tshuva, to be in that sense Lifnei Hashem. And then he added on Rosh Hashanah also, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that HaShofar Shel Torah is not acceptable. You're not allowed to use kolak shofar sherim. You can use a shofar from any animal. Chut mi shofar shel Torah. So the Gemara says, why is it no good? Because it's a mitzvah of Avera. The Gemara says, katega nasa sanhedrin. Because the Torah is representative of the Egel. So the whole family of the Torah, the Egel, the Par, Torah, Egel, anything from that family is not acceptable. It's a mitzvah of Avera. Usually the Gemara says mitzvah of Avera is lulav gazel. This lulav was stolen. Let's say someone stole a lulav. So every lulav in the world is called mitzvah baba there. Man was going to bow down to a lulav. Let's say the Jewish nation would all bow down to a lulav. So all the lulav in the world would be possible. That lulav would not be acceptable. All the other lulav would be good. The Gemara says here there's a special chumrah that we say in kategor nasa sanega that all par Torah, all animals that would belong to that family, even though the egel azov wasn't a real animal. It was a golden calf. So anything that has to do with gold, anything that has to do with any gold in the world, or any cow or calf in the world, is considered mitzvah b'baveira, because it belongs to that family. So the Gemara says, so when do you apply this broad plow? Anything from gold and anything that has to do with the family of par, tar, and egel is no good. And when do you apply only the restricted plow? That lulav agozel, that lulav shalav edizor, is mitzvah b'baveira. But other love mother, so the Gemara says it depends whether it's l'shnai v'l'shnim or not. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is not allowed to do avodah in Kodesh HaKadoshim with big days off, because in Kodesh HaKadoshim you have this very Chumri Dika application of Mitzvah Baba Veira Venkategana Sanegra. They're used interchangeably in the Ramban and the Shalmi. Ramban quotes like the like that. The same thing. Venkategana Sanegra, Mitzvah Baba Veira, same thing. So in Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lesnaibulis Nim, you have this Chumri Dika application. So you're not allowed to use any Gzohav when the Kangal goes into Lesnaibulis Nim. But whenever it's not Lesnaibulis Nim, then you use the limited klal of the Mitzvah Baba Veira. So the Gemara says, Nutskiya Shefer is not Lesnaibulis Nim. We blow Shefer in New York. So why is that, that we're machmir, that a shofar shofar is not good? It's the Gemara and Chavrov and Aleph and Hashanah. So the Gemara says, Kevin, there is Zikor and Kaotzi, Ke Lechnim Domi. That since the purpose of Tzkiya Shofar is to bring Zecharim Shal Yisrael to the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ke Lechnim Domi is considered like Lechnai Velechnim. Considered not like Azorah, considered like Lechnai Velechnim. Yeah, like the Kodesh HaKadosh. So you see from that Gemara that on Rosh Hashanah we have an obligation to be Lechnai Hashem, Bishat Tzkiya Shofar. The chiyuv to blow shofar implies that we have a chiyuv to be lifnei Hashem, to be mispalel to Hashem in a very big way. Kilu, we're davening in the Kodesh HaKadosh. So the Rav thought that this is perhaps the nekudas hamachlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim in the Mishnah in Moed Katan, whether Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur adidim kiregolim or not. What are they fighting about? Whether Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur have a chiyuv simcha? What's the issue? Because the mechayiv the yisrael achiyuv of simcha is. What is Mechayev Simcha? When the person has an obligation to be Lefnei Hashem, what is Lefnei Hashem? Then he has to act accordingly. Oiz v'chedva bin karma, has to rejoice, has to be in a state of Simcha. So on Shalosh Regolim, the Kohen Gadol will have a chiyuv to be Lefnei Hashem, literally, in the Azara, on the Shalosh Regolim, the Kohen Gadol has to be all year long. Then Avada, there's a chiyuv Simcha. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there is a chiyuv to be Lefnei Hashem in a certain sense, but it's not physically to be in a special spot. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. So we pass like the Tana that it's more Lefnei Hashem. It's a deeper Lefnei Hashem. Not time to walk into that, but it has to be in the state of Lefnei Hashem. So that's certainly, we pass in that certainly Mechayiv in the Chiyuv Simcha. So we pass in that there's no Avelos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur B'Teres Vadai. And that's where the Gemara had the kasha, why don't we say Hallel? There is a Chiyuv Simcha Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And that's where the Gemara passing is that you do say Shech Yonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because there is a Chiyuv Simcha. So to say that the Chomish Inuyim and Yom Kippur are the same type of Inuyim as Tisha B'Av, that it's Avelos for Chatoim or something. Very shver, the Pashto says that it's not. So in the Midrashim it says, everybody in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Midrashim, that the idea of the Chomish Inuyim and Yom Kippur are legamri unrelated to the Chomish Inuyim of Avelos of Tisha B'Av. It has nothing to do, because by Malachim, the Torah tells us, Lefnei Hashem Tetzorah, that we should purify us, we should all become like it's in English, we should become like angels. So what do you mean you should become like angels? So the Torah tells us, don't eat and don't drink, and abstain from a chit sasich and nilot asan no kach v'shamita, just like Malachim don't have these tanu v'sayla mazeh. So we should, the Torah requires of us, we should act like Malachim, in order that we should get the feeling that it's right that we can become like Malachim. To become like Malachim, to fly in heaven, that we won't become. We have a guf agvir, we live on this earth, but to become like Malachim, that they're pure, that they don't sin, that we have a b'chir chavshus, that we do, that we can become. So in order to encourage us, in order to put us in the proper mood, to have hiruri tshuva, to become pure, to become tohar, like Malachim, so the din requires chamish inuyim. And then the minig, api minig we add on more inyanim that were like Malachim. We wear a kittel, and one of the pasuk gives two reasons for wearing the kittel, so one of the time is lehidamis lamalachim. Because the pasuk in Daniel says when he envisioned the malachim, so he envisioned them hoish lavush abadim, that the malachim were dressed with kitlin, with linen garments. And then the pesukim described the malachim as tzrafim omdim imalo. When it's after the malachim ben ha'omdim ha'elo, malachim are described as omdim, they always stand. So that's why Shulchan Aruch and Minig is mentioned that years ago, today also some people stand all day long. Our people, even if they don't stand all day long, they stand a good part of the day, especially on Yom Kippur. Not the same as Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the same when they open up the Yom Kodesh with the piyutim, but on Yom Kippur it's a separate minute to stand. Unrelated to opening up the Yom Kodesh with the piyutim. Special minute to stand on Yom Kippur as much as possible without getting sick, without collapsing. And then we have a third meaning that's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch that all year long the Gemara says in Sochem that when we say Shema Yisrael we receive Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Eliyahu Avod Belachash. And on Yom Kippur the Rishonim quote, we recite it out loud. So different reasons are given. So one of the timing that's given is that the Gemara says in Sochem that when Moshe Rabbeinu was all Olam Moran to get the Torah, he heard that the Malachim were reciting Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Eliyahu Avod out loud. So we shouldn't say it out loud all year long because it's a gigam v'tezach. We lifted it from the malachim. This is a shevach that we didn't compose. Shevach that the Rebbeinu Shlomo never taught us. A shevach that Moshe Rabbeinu happened to be listening and he heard the way the malachim say. But since it's a gigam v'tezach, so we don't say it out loud because we lifted it. But on Yom Kippur, because we're trying k'day lehidamis l'malachim, we're trying to imitate the malachim to put ourselves in the mood to be chayshim v'tshuva like malachim to purify ourselves. So then on Yom Kippur we recite Baruch Shem Atla. That's one of the reasons that we say it. Different time, different time. No, the Gemara has two different agaritas and stuff why we say Balacha. So one time is because of Malachim, and a completely different time is Yankel Avinu. Two different agaritas on the same daf and stuff. You can only say the Kola.
Yeah, I forgot the reason why.
Forgot also, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. So the Pashtus is that the Chamish Shinoim on Yom Kippur.
Another explanation is that the three sisters, I needed help for the other two girls. We have actually Moshe Rabbeinu, who's laughing about how he languished, was the Tiki when he was with Hashem. We have Shalom Alecho, Yalla Alecho when he was with Hashem. But on the Tachinai, you have,
I'll picture Alicia.
Yeah, I don't have explanations of the repeat.
Maybe there was no water on Hastina. There was a Nachal Yerid Menahar. It's not sure. There was a Nachal Yerid Menahar. Stayed the same.
Yeah.
I remember when Rabbi Gorin blew shofar on Hastinai in the Sinai campaign. So they were questioning, was it really Har Sinai? So they said, the answer was, there's a Nachal. Was there a river on Nachal Yad Menahar? It was the same Nachal from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu from 3,000 years ago. They wanted to know whether the Nachal is still there. Maybe it is Har Sinai and the Nachal's right up already. He says, no, right? But it says in Chumash, there was a Nachal Yad Menahar.
If
Har
was connected with Simcha, on what is place in the Chodesh?
The Gemara says that on Rosh Chodesh it's only a minig, right? Where did the minig come from? Where did the minig come from? Right, that's right. Where did the minig come from? So Rav Soloveitchik said to Shem his father, the Chaim Avraham, that there's a Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs, where the Ramban Kemayt writes the Feirish that Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is a minig bigvulin. But in Migdash, Hallel was, sounds like he holds that Hallel was Medina.
Because they brought
Kosher Kabbalah. Because they brought Musafim. The Gemara just says that on Rosh Chodesh there is a Chiv Simcha. Because it says, Yom Simchas from the Rosh HaShechem. So the Torah quotes from the Gernim like that. The Gernim say on Rosh Chodesh there is an Indian of Simcha because it says, Yom Simchas from the Rosh HaShechem. That's what it says in the Gernim. So the Gemara, that's the Pshat in the Gemara Shaila. Why don't we recite Hallel Medina and Gant Hallel? Because it should be a Yom Simcha. So the Gemara answers is Mutar Basiyas Malach. What does that mean? The Gemara in Echon Basiyas. Simcha Shchodesh Mutar Basiyas Malach. So you don't say how. What's the connection with Malach and Halal means when you have to run to the office, you have no time to say Halal and Shul. Everybody's in a rush. It's a Tichah de Tzibur. What does it mean to say Halal later in the day when you come home? People don't work for school. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah sounds like he learned the following pshat. Kimad Beferish. He says there is no observance deraita of Rosh Chodesh Chutz LaMikdash. How does one observe Rosh Chodesh? We say Al V'Yavah. That's only the Rabbanim. You don't say Tachman. That's only Minhagim. Adin. Gemara has. You don't say Tachman Rosh Chodesh. It's like Gemara in Bob Mitzir. What do you say? Shira Malos instead of Al Naris Dovah. It's only a Minhag. You dab Musav. It's only a Din Rabbanim. You say Al V'Yavah and Shachris and Benching. It's only Din Rabbanim. You have a Tudor for Rosh Chodesh. It's only Midas Chasidus. What do we observe on Rosh Chodesh? You have Leish. You say it. Whatever you do is only the Rabbanim and Minhagim. What do you do on a level of the right? You write a Ksuvi, you write the Yom HaShchodesh. No, that's not an observance of HaShchodesh. Every day you count what day of the month it is. But what observance, what mitzvahic observance do you have on HaShchodesh on a level of the right? So the only thing you have is HaKrov is HaMasofim in the Beit HaMikdash. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah sounds like he seems to say the following. He says, in the Beit HaMikdash, where they really observe the HaShchodesh by bringing the Karbonis HaMasofim, so the observance of Rosh Chodesh was noticeable. There was something there. So there in Migdash, they were obligated Medina to recite Hallel. Whether in our pyramid or Abon, whatever. Whatever the obligation to say Hallel on Pesach Shavuot Sukkis is, it'll be the same on Rosh Chodesh. But Bigvulin, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that we have no observance of Rosh Chodesh on the level of the right. All of the things that we do on Rosh Chodesh are either Midir Abon or Minhagim. So there is no way to fulfill Rosh Chodesh Chutz LaMikdash with any mitzvah. So you can't say that you're obligated to say Hallel to express the Simchas Hayom of Rosh Chodesh. There is nothing. Simcha has to come in conjunction with something else. some other mitzvahs are done. But if there's no observance, bichlal, there's no isim malacha, and there's no karbonis chutzlam migdash, there's no sudim in our Torah, there's nothing extra. There's no mitzvah, and tilas lulav, asheikah, tzitzis, there's nothing extra. So that's why Rosh Chodesh Bigvulin has no mitzvah, so it's not shayach to speak of how. Yeah, that's not the kumbi I said. The Issa Tainis is because it has a chiyuv simcha. But it's b'sheva atasha and Issa. You have no mitzvah. So according to this Ramban, very interesting, according to this Ramban, we understand what the minig is based on. Where the Balabatim and Bavil, the Gemara says in the end of Tainis, the Balabatim introduced the minig on their own. When Rav came from Rebbe Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael to Bavil, the lady was saying, Halal Rosh Chodesh, he was upset, he didn't know what's going on. And then he found out, he realized that it's a minig. When they were skipping, talked it out, they realized that it was a minig. So why did the Balabatim introduce this minig to recite Chatzi Halal Rosh Chodesh? According to the Ramban, we understand that it's a chain, it's called a tikkur aban chain, the right to tikkun. The minig is patterned after something. What is it patterned after? That in Migdosh, they would recite Halal Medina on Rosh Chodesh. So Big Vulan, they introduced the minig, Zechel Migdosh. They made a minig, Zechel Migdosh. Because in Migdosh, there was such a thing. It's an interesting Ramban. According to the Ramban, we understand what the minig is based on. Otherwise, what's the minig based on? They made a minig on Rosh Chodesh, Dumya, the Sholosh Vidolim. It's a tushta. There's no comparison. Shavuot is Yisum Malacha. That's what the Gemara says, but you don't have Shvisa Malacha. Don't say Yisum. Shvisa Malacha is a key moment. The Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh is Muta Batiyas Malacha. That means that we don't have any observance. But on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, you have the Yisum Malacha. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim all of the Chomish Inuyim. Shaila in the Rishonim is whether the Chomish Inuyim on Yom Kippur are all their Raisa, or they're only the Rabbanon, because the Gemara says, the Gemara learns that in the end of Nidorim, the Gemara has a pasuk that there's only an Einish Korei Shachil Shtiyah. So the other Inuim, there is no Korei. So does that indicate that the other Inuim are only the Rabbanon? I mean, I'll tell you they don't exist at all. Or should you say, no, all the Chomish Inuim are only the Raiser, but there's only an Einish Korei Santu, and the others not? You have the Moshe by Dam. The Torah has five Sukkim, that also five. There are five Sukkim by Dam. The Gemara increases that. There are Dam Shchita. Chomish Kroik Sivu Badam, and only some Dam has Kroik. So let's say a person takes meat, and he doesn't salt the meat. He takes a piece of flesh, and he squeezes out the Dam, and he drinks it in a cup. So he's Reva Nisa Deraisa. Dam Adam Aivorim, Dam Antam Reva Nisa Deraisa, but there's no Kroik on that. If you have Dam Halei, if you have Dam that goes in the big arteries, that'll be Kroik. But if you just have Dam Aivorim, there's no Kroik on that. So you have an Nisa Deraisa of Dam. Some dam has kores and other dam is an issa deraita without kores. So it's not such a pellet to say that all the chomish inuim are deraita, some of them have kores, some of them not. But that's the machlokes that the Rishonim have. Because the Gemara has a list of kulas that you have in the chomish inuim. Rabbi Achim Ishti, you don't have too many kulas. The only one who's allowed to eat is a chela who has a suffix takon or worse, a vada takon. But you don't have any other kulas like Achim Ishti. What do you have by the others? Oh, you have a whole list. So the first Mishnah has already on Ayin Gimel on the base. The Mishnah says the king, a melech, is permitted to wash his face. A kala who just got married within the last 30 days is permitted to wash her face. Yichatu et tenayim. And Shulchan Aruch they say that doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. Because Zman Hazeh we sit and daven all day long in shul, so the chassan is not going to see his wife anyway, so she doesn't have to be afraid that he's going to
break.
Yeah. She doesn't have to be afraid that he's not going to love her anymore. She's not going to see her all day long, she's going to sit in the women's section. The right that the mechita has to be on. So the Mishnah says the melech can wash his face, the kala can wash his face, the chaya, a woman who just had a baby, can wear shoes. And then the Gemara says if a person has a dirty face, he's allowed to wash his face. The yadayim melechlochas, his hands got dirty, can wash his hands. The person has chatzot in barosh, he has sores on his skin, so he's permitted to do sticha b'shemen. For medical purposes, we have all kinds of kulas. That's not a suffix hakana. Well, if the Tzavis Tzavon, his hands are dirty, what's the Tzavis Tzavon? So his hands will be dirty, his face will be dirty. So why are you making, if it's an Issa Deraisa, you should say that it's only Mutter, like Achil Ishtir, when there's a Tzavis Tzavon, you have to ask the doctor in the whole sugya. What if three doctors say he is Mitzukan, and one doctor says he's not Mitzukan, three doctors say he's not Mitzukan, one says he is Mitzukan? Why don't you have such an reason by the Yoledes, and by the Melech, and the Kala, and so on? So that's what Thompson, I've been attempted to say, and I'm Zayin and Manalus, it's a long tasis. So he says, alright, that everything is Midir Rabbanon. All the Chomish Inuim are only Midir Rabbanon, because you have all of these tools. The long time since it's not. And even Sicha Kishtiyah, that the Gemara seems to learn out from a Pasuk, that sounds like it's more serious than all the others. Gam came Midir Rabbanon. They need the others that more common. The others that more common are actually Rishti.
So what?
There are some things that can't have this year. No.
Shoes,
put on
shoes.
Not shoes. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
How much watching is the...
Amashu is awesome. Amashu is very awesome.
Don't
worry,
that's
a lot of
machine.
Yeah. So the Taisa Sheet is that all the Chami Shinuim are only Asmacht and the Rabban. Everything is only Asmacht. And even
Sikha Tashkir. Because I'm a kind of. In other words, they're not also because of...
Right, right. And the Ron here on the Rift, Ruth only has on the last right, parak. No, Chilishti has courage, so that's clearly the Deraisa. Right, the other four. Chilishti is the Deraisa. But the other four are only the Rabbanon. Oh, and the Ron on the first page in the Rift, the Rift only has on the last parak, because the first seven Tzolkim are Avodah Sakobonis. And the last parak is Halacha Lamaisa. It's on page Aleph. The Rift starts in page Aleph, even though it must start in Daf Beis. So in Daf Aleph and the Rift, that's the first topic that the Ron discusses. So it goes to Shikas Bali Atesis, that's the Tesis on Ayin Zayinim Rao. But all of the other Inuyim are the Rabbanon, because you have the Kuvas by the Chayla, and by the Chatzot and the Rosho, and the Yodav Moluch Lochis, and the Chosin, and the Kala, and the Melech, and all the Kuvas indicate that it's only the Rabbanon. And then he says, he has Kashas on Tesis. How can you say that it's only the Rabbanon? So the Gemara learns it out from Sukkim. The Gemara learns from Sukkim that there's no courage. So what do you mean the courage that there's no courage? That it's only Asmat and the Rabbanon. So he claims it would appear from the Gemara that it's an Issa Deraita. If it's an Issa Deraita, how come we're Makel so much? So why are we Makel in the Rechitza that the Melech can wash his face, or the Kala can wash his face? Why are we Makel there? So there are different answers that the Rishonim give. Those Rishonim hold that all the Chamish Inuim are derais, and Shulchan Aruch quotes that we're choshish for the Rambam Shita. The Rambam holds that all the Chamish Inuim are derais. Not like Tezah that it's all Asmacht, only Achiv Ishti is derais. Everything is derais. So what do you do with all these kashas? So there are different answers that the Rishonim give. So the Tezah is Shonim on the first Daf has, the very beginning, on Daf Ayin Gimel on the base. Tezah is Shonim asked the kasha, if all the Chamish Inuim are derais, so why do you have kulas by the Melech and the Kala? So he says, because it's not the full shear. It says, Yichatu as Peneihem. You have to have a shear. So what's the shear for Rechitza? Kol Gufa. So he says, if you only wash Mikzus Aguf, so since it's less than the shear, so it's Mutam and Atel, it's only awesome to the Rabbanon. So since it's only an issue to the Rabbanon, so you have a right to be Mekel. That's what it says in Shonim says. It's only Yichatu as Peneihem. They don't take a whole shower. They only wash Miut Aguf. If they would wash Rov Aguf, that might be their right, so then you wouldn't have any Hesed. But because it's only Peneim, it's only Niyat Avu, so it's Mut. The Minsk of Godel on the Mishnayis and the Yor Godel is valid with a kasha. What do you mean? It's less than the Shear. So you're allowed to do less than the Shear. So what's the Shear? That's not there. The Gemara has on the first dot punkt over here, and I'm Davar and Aleph. There's a Shear for Achil Ishtiya, and less than the Shear is Asim and Atera. What's the Shear? Is Asim and Atera. So true, there's no choice, but still it's Asim and Atera. So why you make it by the Melech and the Kala? What kind of a kula? How does he say that? Less than the shear, so tell me an issa derabbanan.
And also sichem, he has chatzitin b'roisha, the whole shear is the chatzitin, what shaft is in there, chatzit shear, is the last who?
Sichem. Maybe he'll say sichem, it's also only reiz agur.
Chatzitin b'roisha is not shaft in reiz agur, it's where you have to have chatzitin.
No, to violate the issa sichem, you have to do sichem on the reiz agur. So since he's only doing liut agur, so it's mutam and atar. But the shayla he asks is, why not say chatzit shear, atam and atar? Yeah, Nils HaSandl is saying it's not going to go. So then the Rishonim give other answers. So on this kasha that the Minsk of God asked, so some say that it's not really a kasha. It's a funny kasha. They say that the Gemara has in Masechah Shabbos, and it's a din of Shulchan Aruch. You're not permitted to carry on Shabbos Dalat Amos B'Shusharam. I pick up an object here, and I put it 5 amos away, if I violated in a Malacha Derayt. What if I pick it up and I put it 4 amos? What if I put it 3 amos away? So the Gemara says, not only is there no Issa Deraita, there isn't even an Issa Derabbanan. It's Hesed Gomer. To pick up something in Rishus Rab, to carry it, Gimel Amos, and put it down as Mutter. If I pick it up and I put it down 3 amos away, then I pick it up again and I put it down 3 amos further. So the Sacha told me that I carry more than Dalat Amos, but I they have Soka Bemta. I did a Hanocha Bemta, so that's called Tochas Tochas Mi Dalat Amos. So that's awesome of the Rabbanan. To do Tochas Tochas. Right, but if you carry less than Dal Amis, that's Hesed Gomer. So the Miri cracked Akash in the beginning of Shabbos. Akrani quoted the Miri on Dav Gimel, I think. Yes, sir. Dav Gimel, Dav Dal, cracked Akash. Why not say Chati Shira, Semenatur, if you carry it? Kutzel Dal Amis, and he said, the right is to say that less than Dal Amis is a Chati Shir. So he says, no, there's two different. So he gives a little differently. He says a little differently.
The issue doesn't begin until there's a Shir.
Right, there are two kinds of Shirin. There are two kinds. Sometimes the Shir is, let's say, I eat Chazin. The less than a Kazan is also Chazin. The only thing is, I didn't eat enough to violate the Azair. But if you eat less than a Kazan, so that's Chati Shir. That's also not terribly costly. But here the shear is part of the definition of the yisur. If you carry less than Dal Amis, so by definition you haven't violated the yisur at all. Right, that's the one's lashon chazal is tarufei, and I in Dal Amis. So when do you say that a chazal shear is also manatoyah? That's how the Ragat Shavar coins two terms. He says there's a shear mitzaref and a shear nekuda. He says sometimes you have a shear, you just have to pile on more. You need more volume. You need more. Really, yeh traces, yeh chazal less than a kazai. You also violated the avir chazal. Just in order to get malchus, in order to get an oinish, you have to do more. So if you do chati shir, so it's an isa. That's chati litzaruf, because there the shir is only a shir mitzaref. You have to just add more. But if it's a shir nekuda, it means up until the point that you have the shir, you don't have anything yet. If you don't carry chutzun dalam, so you didn't carry a chutzun komo yet. Carry less than dalam, it is not by definition. It's not an isa. So that's how the Velt says that. That's the teretz probably to the Minsk Gadol's kasha and the Teretz Rishonim. If you wash less than reiv aguf, if you wash less, so by definition it's not an issue. You can't say chati shir osman atayr. It's not that you have to wash more, a little more, a little more in order to violate. It's not a shir like a chila shtiya.
You have to wash the whole goof.
You have to wash the whole goof.
Why is it so much more comfortable?
No, comfortable with a chila.
Comfortable with a chila.
In other words, here there's a unit. Here there's a unit.
Chila
is a unit of
the. You don't have enough shir. The washing, the water, or whatever, the water is water, just the question of...
But what did he accomplish? Did he bathe his body? He only washed one finger. He only washed his face. You can't say he bathed his body. And the easier is to bathe the body. The word goof has to be put into the definition. The Mishnah writes the kitzer, rechitza sicha. But the full description of the easier is rechitza saguf, asicha saguf. So you need luba kukula. If he only does miyot, there's no easier. In fact, there's a Chassam Sofer in the Chidushim where he asks the Kasha. It's interesting, of all places in Shas, the place where the Gemara is Kaveh, the Machlegis of Yechon and Reish Lakish, where the Chati Shir Osman HaTorah, or Tony Osman HaRabbanon, is punked over here by Yom Kippur, by Achil Shtir. But the Mishnah implies that Chati Shir is also on Yom Kippur to eat less than a Shir. It's also forbidden, so that's the Machlegis of Shlakish, that's Tony Osman HaRabbanon. Rabbi Yechon says, no, we pass like Rabbi Yechon, the Chati Shir is Osman HaTorah. So why did the Gemara have a punct over here by Achil of Yom Kippur? Why did they have it by Truma? Yerushalmi has it by Truma. So the Mishnah says you're not permitted to eat, Azar is not permitted to eat Truma. The Mishnah says twice in Mishnah is, the place is close to Yerushalmi and Hazov. In other places, the place is close to, why does the Mishnah repeat twice that it's also Lazarim? So the reason why it's repeated is that even a Chatzishir is also Lazar. So Yerushalmi and Truma has the whole discussion of Chatzishir Asman Atei around the Mishnah and Truma. Or the Gemara could have been covered the issue one in some Mishnah in Avodah Zarah by the Macholot Asurah, and Mishnah Chulam by Bottom Chol, by Yisurah Achila. Why punk on Yom Kippur? So that some Sefer writes in his Chidushim, because then it's over here, the Chidush Nislaw. We really should have said over here, the Chatzishir over here is Mutum and Asurah Lacholaday. The Marshal says in Shulchan Aruch, when you make Kiddush, so you want to Yaitu Kiddush, it's Hamavar Tach Shayitam. Somebody has to drink. How much do you have to drink? So the Gemara says, Malay Lugmah. Whenever you make Kiddush, Avdova, Shabbos, you have to drink. What happens if one person says the Kiddush and the other person drinks? That's okay. As long as somebody drinks Malay Lugma. What if one person drinks a little bit and the other person drinks a little bit and together it's Malay Lugma? I drink a half of Malay Lugma and you drink half of Malay Lugma. So the Mechaber in Hilchos Shabbos quotes in Machlokes HaRishonim. Can you be Mitzarev a Malay Lugma for one person and from another person? Machlokes. So why not? If the din would be that the one who says the kiddush has to drink it, and anyone else drinks, is no good. It's no good. But if once the halacha says that anybody can drink, so why isn't it good if I drink half and you drink half? So together, Malay Lugma has been drunk from the kiddush cup. So the beer agra quotes the tam. The Vilna Gaon in the beer quotes the tam of those rishonim that it's no good. It's not mitzvah. So he says, what does the shir of Malay Lugma represent? So the Gemara says here in Yume that the shir achil and shti on Yom Kippur. So the Chomishinuim is not doesn't follow the Shurim of Achil and Shtir and Kolot HaRukula. Kolot HaRukula by Mechalot HaSuris, you have a Shir Kezayis the food, and you have a Shir Reviz, the Rambam writes, it places that the whole problem of the Rambam is you have a Shir Reviz, the Reviz is a Beit HaMachta. A Kezayis is either a half of a Beit or a Shlish Beit, and a Reviz is a Beit HaMachta. So the Shir Achil and Kolot HaRukula is Kezayis. The Shir Shtir and Kolot HaRukula is Reviz. The Shir over here is Legamrei, a different story. The Shir for Achil is Kikoseris Agatso. And the Gemara has a whole discussion how big is Kosevis Agassa, so the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's slightly less than a Beit Sedanin is.
In between a Kizayas and a Beit
Sedanin? Yeah, yeah. The Gemara first, and that's Ayn Tess and a Beit. First, the Gemara was working with the assumption that it's slightly more, Kosevis Agassa is slightly more than a Beit Sedanin. So the Gemara keeps on asking, casually finally back out that it's slightly less. On the Shemamin on the last line of Ayn Tess, that's the Kodin Shachanah, that it's slightly less than a Beit Sedanin is. Our eggs are large, so we usually buy large size eggs. So that's not really a Beit HaBeinonis, but you have to get a Beit HaBeinonis and slightly less, that'll be a Kosevis Agassus. A person has to eat Tochas Mikashir and Yom Kippur should have slightly less and slightly less, and let's say take a Schnapps glass. Most of the Schnapps glasses are clearly much less than a Beit HaBeinonis, so you can stuff in as much cake as you want in the Schnapps glass, and it's going to be less than a Kosevis Agassus. A Chela, who has to, the doctor says he has to eat less than a Shir. And in that case, we have to go to the shir. So you take a schnapps glass, so that's clearly going to be less than, let's take a big schnapps glass. So take a glass, that's clearly less than a beit. You stop in as much as you want, it's going to be less than a beit. It's not going to be more than a beit. So the Gemara says it's less than a beit. And how much is the shir? And Yom Kippur, so the Gemara says also, the Lay Lukmos, that it's not the same as Kol HaTarukula, that it's a revir. No, Lay Lukmos, as Gemara says, and it fluctuates. The Kosevis HaGasra doesn't matter whether you're a giant or a midget, it's the same. And the shear of Mala Lugmav depends on what his size is. Right, Malach Abashim, the Gemara says, he'll need much more than a Reviv. And if he's a midget, he'll need less than a Reviv. And by an Adam Beinani, right. Right, and by an Adam Beinani, what's the shear? So the Ramah quotes in the Hilchos Shabbos, he quotes from Iran, by an Adam Beinani, a Mala Lugmav is a Rav Reviv. A Rav Reviv, by an Adam Beinani, that's called Mala Lugmav. How much you have to drink from Kiddush and Abdullah. But by the Pesach, the Siddurim, the past, you have to drink a rove
quite. But the minimum of the kosher should be
a right, the kosher should have a minimum of reviews. You should drink a rove of the kosher. We're machmer, if the kosher is bigger, so then you have to drink a rove of whatever the kosher is.
Right.
So the Gemara asks, how come the Shurim are different? Gemara asks on Peyam Abeit, how come the Shurim are different on Yom Kippur from Kol HaTarukula? Kol HaTarukula, you speak of Achila as Kezai, you speak of Shti as Reviyas, and all of a sudden everything is different. So the Gemara says, because here the Torah says it depends on Yisuvi Daito, and the Chachamim made an Omed. Vikim Luhu the Rabbana, the Behachim Yasu Daiti, but Mahachilam Yasu Daiti. They made a Shia they estimated that's how much you need for Yisuvi Daito. So the Gemara says that the Shia is different. So the Vilna Gaon explains, why does the Mechaber have a machlokes in Hilchos Shabbos whether the Malay Lugmav can be mitzarei from two different people? If each person will drink a half a Malay Lugmav, so sof kol sof, a Malay Lugmav of the kosher bracha was drunk, so sof good. There is no din dafka hamavarach sof shi. If you give to someone else, it's good. So I'll drink half and he'll drink half. Let it be mitzarei. So he says, no. When can you say, if I had half and you had half, that it's mitzarei, if that's if it's a sheer mitzarei? I had a little bit, you had a little bit, so altogether we have the right amount. But over here, less than a Yisuvi Daita is zero. This is like a Shia Nekuda. If you eat less than a Kokeseris Hagasa, or less than a Mulay Lugmav, so there is no Yisuvi Daita. So you can't say, well, I had a half a Yisuvi Daita, you had a half a Yisuvi Daita, so together, no one had a Yisuvi Daita. So Daita, no one had any Yisuvi Daita Shia. So the Vilna Gaon explains the Svara over here, why you should say that the Shiurim on Yom Kippur Achat Yishir is meaningless. Achat Yishir doesn't mean anything. And that's the reason why there's one day in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos that the Achat Yishirim from two different people are not mitzvah when they're drinking the Kosher Bracha.
But isn't it saying we have a Machlokes in Rav Yochanan and Shlomo
Achat Yishir? So that's what the Chasam Sofer says. Why did the Gemara Koveya? Why does the Gemara write the Machlokes here? By Achila B'Yom Kippur. Why don't they write it in a normal place? By Chazer, by Bat B'chol, by a normal thing, by Nevela. What's up with Tungt on Yom Kippur? So he says, no, because in Yom Kippur it's a Chiddush al-Gabi Chiddush. They say the Chatz is Shir, Rasam and Atar on Yom Kippur is a Chiddush Nitzma. Because offhand you want to say that this is a Shir Nekuda.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to say Chatz is Shir, Rasam and Atar. It's like we said, a Chatz is Shir can't be Rasam and Atar by Maver, Tochas Midal Adam. By definition, he didn't do anything wrong. or the way the Velt says the Teret HaNeminska Godel Kasha. Why don't we say the Chatzis Shir Asman HaTorah by Rechitzas Mitzvah Sagul? No, that's not a Chatzis Shir, that's a Shir Nekuda. You can't say that Chatzis Shir. So Rav Sanskrit says, no, that's why the Gemara says over here the Machlek is by Achila B'Yom Kippur, to teach you that Achila B'Yom Kippur, there's a double Easter. There's an Easter of Yisuri Daita, and in addition there's an Easter Achila. The Moshe, let's say an Avaryon on Yom Kippur, let's say a person just ate the Suda Masechta and Yom Kippur, he stuffed to his nose. Stuffed. And then on Yom Kippur, he gets some ice cream, he carves ice cream, he eats some more. You're going to say, Yisuri Daita? What is Yisuri Daita? He's absolutely not hungry. Is he so stuffed that he's caught in his own eye? So he says later, there are two kinds of Achila Gasa. The Gemara has it in later that Ha'echal Achila Gasa of Yom Kippurim is not Chayv Koris. It's also, but it's not Chayv Koris. And the Gemara says the same thing applies to Zar Sha'ochal Truma. The din is that a non-coin is not permitted to eat the Truma. If a non-coin eats Truma B'Shegeg, has to pay Karim HaChaymish. So what happens if the non-kohen ate truma b'shegi, zashal ha-truma b'shegi, gachila gasa? So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that a zashal ha-truma b'shegi, gachila gasa, that's in the bottom of pay on the base. Omer, Shlokish, the last 5 lines. Ha-ruchal ha-chila gasa b'yom kippurim, sota. What do you mean? It means that he ate so much by the Suda Mafsekes, and then an hour later he's so stuffed and he sits down and he eats another sandwich. And he's ready to plot. So the Gemara says, since if he sits and eats on Yom Kippur in the afternoon, so he's ready to plot, he's ready to hide Chorus from the beginning of the year. That means, as it says in the Shulchan Aruch Tikkun, it means that he's eaten so much on Erev Yom Kippur, then when he eats on Leil Yom Kippur, he's caught in the Zayna. So there's no Issa Deraisa, and the same applies. Amar Shlokish, Shlokish has the same din, but he gets his Zar Shachar Truma Achila Gasa, he doesn't have to pay Chaymish. He has to pay Karen because he gambled. He's an Orma Mazik, he ate up the Truma that doesn't belong to him. But the din of Chaymish, that penalty, the knot of giving Chaymish, is only if he did an achila, an ish kiyechot prat lamazik. That's how the Gemara says. Samsefer raises the question, what if the person ate an Erev Yom Kippur? If he's caught in the zono, then achila gasa lav shmei achila. If he's not caught in the zono, then it's shmei achila. Then he would be chayv al Yom Kippur. But the shayla is, it's all zayn that it's not called achila gasa, not caught in the zono. But where is he? He's still a daita. He's already fully not starving. This didn't help him break his fast. So the answer is, you have to say by Achleach that on Yom Kippur there were two Yisurim in Achila Shliya. There's one Yisur not to accomplish his Yisuri Daita, but then there's another Yisur, Beperes Achila. There's an Yisur Achila. Why the Shia should be always Koseves Hagasa and Meloi Lugmav is Akasha. Lachor, that should only apply to the Yisur of Yisuri Daita, Inui. But if you say that it's Yisra Achila and Yisra Shtiyah, so why should the Shia there be the same? Why not apply the Shurim of Kazayis and the Yisra Kasha? But Kach Memra Alocha, that since the Iker Yisra on Yom Kippur is the Yinitim of Nafshe Seichem, not to have Yisra Vidaita, so even the secondary Yisra, it's also an Yisra Vidaita, even the other Yisra of Achila Shtiyah on Yom Kippur, also has the same Shurim of Kaseves Agaso and the Maloy Lugmo.
What's he telling you that
and he's not starving.
Yeah,
the Pashto says that it is an Issa Deraisa. Pashto would be like that. So that's what the Chacham Sofer says. That's the answer why the Gemara quotes the Machlokes here. And how does it make sense to speak of a Chatzis Shir Asman HaTorah on Yom Kippur by Achila? If one should Asman HaTorah on Yom Kippur, if one should assume that the sole Issa involved in Achila Shtiyah is only the Inisim to have Inui and not to break the Inui, the Chatzis Shir is like a Chatzis Shir of Hatzor. He didn't break any in it. There is no Chatzis Shir in the Yisuvi Daita. There's no Yisuvi Daita. It's zero. So the answer is, that's what the Gemara is adding Achidish Naisa. Then in addition to the Yisur of Yisuvi Daita, there's another Yisur Achila. The Shir is still the Shir of Yisuvi Daita, but the nature of the Yisur is not to have an Achila, not to have a Shti. And then that's already a Shir Mitzare. And then you say Chazir Mitzaruf, then a Chatzis Shir is Asim and Atar. So this Teret that the this is the machlokes that the Rishonim have, whether the Chol Mishinim are all deraisa, or only Achila Shtiyah is deraisa, because they have chorus, and the others that don't have chorus is because they're only the Rabbanah. So the many Rishonim said, from the fact that you have Haterim, the Melech, and the Kala, and the Yoledes, and Chatotim Berosho, and the Yoram Melech Lochers, from the fact you have so many coolers, and there's no suffix Sakon, is the Haraida, it's only the Rabbanah. the Tami Shanim Parem, for the Tami Shanim Parem, for some of the kashrus, he says that Niktus Aguf is not a Nisa deraisa, only a Chitus Kol Aguf. But he didn't answer the kasha by Nilus Asangu. But by that kasha, he has to give another Teretz. So that's why other Rishonim say no. That's true, everything is a Nisa deraisa. But it's only Rechitza Shal Tainiz, it's only Sticha Shal Tainiz, it's only Nilat HaSandal Shal Tainiz. But if you do it L'Refua, Achilish thing is after, period. That's it. But these other Inuim are only after Rechitza Shal Tainiz. If the Rechitza is done L'Shem Davar Acher, to remove Lichloch, or the Sticha is done for Refua purposes, or by the Yoledes, it's also done for medical reasons, that she shouldn't be too weak. So that's a head. No, that's how some Rishonim say. Other Rishonim say, the Ram quotes, other Rishonim say, that no. You don't have to say, by Yechitza, you have to say Yechitza Shaltani, that's Mukhas and Igmar like that. Because Igmar has on the last dot in Yuma, that Nikar Adin, Atome is permitted to be Tayvel on Yom Kippur. Why? Because Igmar says, there's a Nisha Deraita Lahoshit that's void the Mayim on Yom Kippur, to put your little pinky in cold water. Not only hot water, even cold water is an issue they write on Yom Kippur, I'll be Tashkut, let's say an Eid Kol Aguf. But if you don't accept that Teretz of Kol Aguf, so the simple reading of Gemara is that it's an issue they write, and the Hoshet has four Ektan of the mind. So how does the Gemara say it's Mutter to be Tervel on Yom Kippur? Why is that Mutter? So the answer is, whenever the Rechitza is L'Shem Dabar Acher, then it's not called Rechitza Shal Tainis. If you hold Tzilu Bizmana Mitzvah, the Gemara says, so you're being Tervel L'Shem Mitzvah. Or even if you hold Tzilu Bizmana Lav Mitzvah, but Bizman that they were Kakonet Ezra, and he's not, the Balkari is not permitted to daven if he doesn't go to mikveh. So he's tovel in the mikveh in order to enable himself to daven. He's a Balkari, he has to daven shachar, mincha, nila, whatever. So that's l'shem mikveh, so it's not called rechitza sholtaina. So that's mukach in the Gemara, that rechitza that's not sholtaina is musa. Sticha is not sholtaina is musa. But the shah is about the nila sasandal also. Nila sasandal, you're going to say if it's not sholtaina is musa. That's not really mukach in the Gemara, that's cool. So the Ran has a different mahalach. He wants to say that even though we should assume that all the chumash inuyim are deraisa, but it doesn't say black on white no chumash. So we say la mitzvah hakos v'alalach hachomim. The Gemara uses that expression regarding melechus chalamoy. The Gemara in Chagiga, in the third verse in Chagiga, the Gemara sounds like it says that melechus chalamoy is deraisa. The simple pshat in Gemara. Tesis has a machlekes. The Rishonim have a machlekes. But the melechus chalamoy is deraisa. The Rabban. Tesis is the end of the first verse of my cotton. Has the machlegis and I'm like, Tosis at the end of the first second of Edizor has the machlegis, but the Malachas Kalamon is an Isha deraisa and Isha derabbana. The Mechabit Paschim there is only the Rabbana and the Ramot Paschim and Malachas Kalamon. Whenever it costs, it costs them in Atir. So the Gemara asks, how can it be the Malachas? The Gemara seems to be asking, how can it be the Malachas Kalamon is deraisa? How can you have all the Heterim? Dover Oved and Tochei Rabbim and Maitse Hedi, Malachas Hedi, how can you have all these things? Where does it say that in the Chumash? So the Gemara answers, when the Torah HaKos of Ela L'Chachonim. So some Rishonim say, yeah, it means it's only the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim have a right to do whatever they want. They made a Din the Rabbanim. Hey, Mama, hey, Mama. Whenever they want to make a Din the Rabbanim, whenever they want to make, all they can make. And the other Rishonim say, no, it's a Din the Raisa, but like the Torah HaKos of Ela L'Chachonim. The Chachonim have the right to be Kaveh, or the Din the Raisa, it's not Mufurish Bikor, as they see fit, as they understand. So that's how some Rishonim say over here, all the Chomish Inuyim are their Raisa. But when the Torah caused the Lachachamim to be kaveya, where and when these prohibitions should apply, and they said by a Melech and a Kala and a Yoledes, it's Musa. That's the way they decided to set it up.
You have to walk on the street without a wear. I mean, you have to protect your feet without a wear.
Right. So that's what Tamar Shemim said. And why? Where does it say tiny in the Torah? So they said because when the Torah caused of El Lachachamim.
But this you can say also about Hila. They say somebody actually will hear.
Okay. You can say it could be that Achilas Pshuta Shal Mikra. It could be that Achilas Pshuta Shal Mikra. That says we need some Mitzvah. She says Ina Nefesh means Achilas Pshuta. That's how the Gemara seems to hold. That Achilas Pshuta Shal Mikra. Kol Nefesh is Shalos Tune V'Nichus only goes on Achilas Pshuta. That's Pshuta Shal Mikra. And then the other Inuyim are only Drashas Chacham. That's Torah Shabbat. So that's Lo Matar HaKos V'Lo Lachacham. This concept of Lo Matar HaKos V'Lo Lachachamim is a very interesting concept. So Machanan Vassaman writes in his Kuntzah Zivay Seifin, he has a shaila regarding this. And his shaila sheds light on a certain strange institution that we have, a din that we have. He raises a shaila as follows. What if in one generation the Chacham, the shaila came up, in one generation the Chacham passed him that this is Mutter. Shabbat makes electricity. We're turning on electric lights on Shabbat. So let's say the Marshal Gehalpin is turning on lights only the Rabbanon, and Rav Chaim Moshe held that it's an issue of the right. But he say Rav Chaim Moshe can only paskin Ibrid the Marsham if he's gadol b'chokhmah v'niyum. If he's greater than the Marsham b'chokhmah v'niyum. So the Rambam in the Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. And the Rambam quotes in Hilchot, they quote the Yerushalmi that the only time you have to have gadol b'chokhmah v'niyum is on a din the Rabbanon. If an earlier Bezin made an enactment, they made a takon or a gadol the Rabbanon, and a later Bezin wants to abolish it, they want to repeal it. So there are rules and regulations how to repeal takonos the Rabbanon. I think it's on the Daf Tes Aleph, I think they quote a Yerushalmi. That, on Tosefa Shviya. Bishosha Osu, my microphone from Shoshi, I don't remember where the place is. Here is the bottom place, it's four lines from the bottom. Bishosha Osu, my microphone from Shoshi, my microphone. That you don't have to be Gedolim Machafim Dominion if you're dashing Sukkim if it's Shalom Adin Deraisa. It says, Vosa Vashayfet Hashiyah Bayamim Hohen. Here are four lines from the bottom. Right, Yiftach Bedarik Yishmul Bedarik. Ein Lechel Vashayfet Shabiyah Mecha. The Shayfet in every door passes the way he understands. That's what Moshe Zechon Abraha writes in his Truvah. He says, I don't have the chutzpah to argue with him. So he's not viewed it. He says, that's what it says. Kachi Darik Yishmul. Ein Lechel Vashayfet Shabiyah Mecha. Every Chacham has to pass in the way he understands the Halacha. He's not bound by precedent. Just because somebody greater says Kachet, he's not bound. Against the Gemara, we can pass him. That's the Shaila, why not? So if I say, but the Gemara says, nearly Derchik, the nearly, so that you can't say. That's the question, why not? Why can't you argue with Havina Ravashi? That's the question. But anything after the Gemara is, so finish all off, you have a right to disagree with Rishonim and with Goinim. If you have rights and you understand it differently, so you have a right to pass Mufakir. But what if the earlier Chachamim made a Takana de Rabbana and you want to repeal it later? So it's not that you're arguing with them what the din is. You know that the din is menateret mut, and you know that historically they instituted Gzeir de Rabbanan. You want to repeal the Gzeir de Rabbanan. You don't like it, and you feel that it doesn't make any sense anymore. But then the Gemara has a klal that in order to repeal an enactment, the Takana de Rabbanan, you have to have a bezel gadol b'chokhmah v'niyum. So it's an interesting question. Where did this come from? These rules and regulations. What, they wrote a constitution, and they wrote rules that if anyone will make a Takana de Rabbanan, later generation want to repeal it, you have to be greater b'chokhmah v'niyum. Which state is in the Torah? Well, this is a din de Rabbanan. This is a din de Rabbanan. So, Bachana Vassaman writes in Kuntres, Dira says, Mashaila. What would be the din, let's say, on Malachas Kalanoi? Or on the Chomishinuim on Yom Kippur, the way the Rishayim say, the way the Ram quotes, when the Sarah Hakasu, Elala Chachamim. So, let's say the Chachamim, the Mana Mishnah Gehalten, taught Rabbi Ravashi, you can't argue. So, let's say, before the days of Rabbi Ravashi, let's say, in an earlier generation, they said the Kala can wash her face, and the Melech can wash his face, and your leathers can wear shoes, and so on. Then, a few generations later, still the Tzkuvah Satanayim Amorim, before the Chesim of Talmud, when they had a right to argue with each other, later Chachamim want to disagree. They don't like that Tzvi. They hold the Melech, yeah, and the Kala, no. The Kala, yeah, and the Melech, no. They don't like that. So do they have to... So do you say, since it's a Dinder Raisa, the Beit Din in every door has the right to change the din as they see fit. Or should you say no? That maybe, when do you say, on a din deraisa, Ein Lechel HaShefet Shebi Yamecha, if you're looking at the din, and they hold the din is like this, and they hold the din is like this, but over here there is no din to look at. The Darshan is from the Pesukim that they are Chamish Inuim, and how they should be Avegishtelt is like the Sarakas of Allah HaChamim. Because it doesn't say in the Chumash, what the dinim are, how, who, when, why. So it's up to the Chachamim to shape the din and to form it. So the Bezin that shaped it, so they sort of made an enactment. They shaped it. So you can't say the later generation dictates the din and they hold that they're wrong. You can't say that they're wrong. They're right. Just you can't say that they're wrong. There's no psukim to work on. Just the fiyah niyadayti, if I would have been, if it would be up to me, I would have spelled that extra dinim in a different oisim. So maybe here, Rabbi Chana raises the question, maybe here I should say, that it's like repealing a takana de rabbanon, even though it's a din de raisin. Maybe I should treat it like repealing a takana de rabbanon, and you need a bezin gadol b'chokhmah v'niyum, because they already spelled avek what they hold the din is. So he raises the possibility that it's an interesting fact that this halacha that we have, that when an earlier bezin made a takana or a gzeira, and a later bezin wants to repeal it, you have to have a bezin gadol b'chokhmah v'niyum. ein bezn yachl vatn de bezn khaver un ken galmen khokn de minyan, so that's really a din deraisa. It's not a din derabbanan with respect to the thing, it's really a din deraisa. Whenever the earlier bezn was koveya din, when is the bezn koveya din? When is the koveya din deraisa? The din deraisa is in the Torah. And then if you have an ushavas, you have to pass him with the midrashah and the rashi. You're not koveya what the din is, what you're shaping the din, you're forming the din. The bezn doesn't form the din the way they see it. They're asking what, based on the midas, what the din should be. So the Chana says, no, maybe it's a din there, right? When you have a case, and you have a few cases like that, when you have a situation of lo mesorah hakasabalah hachamim, so the bezn is shaping and forming the din. So then there was a din given over the masorah that if a later bezn and a later generation wants to dig with them, so that they want to shape and form the din differently, that you need gol b'chachma the minyan. Then the hachamim applied that to dinam derabbanan as well. That if an earlier bezin enacted a takana de rabbanon, and the later bezin wants to repeal it, you can't say that we're going to hold that they're wrong. You can't say that they're wrong. They held that it's kedai to make a takana. You can't say that they were wrong. We don't like that takana. We want to repeal the takana. So whenever you want to change a clear that an earlier bezin made on a level of their right, so there was always a din that you need bezin to the chachma of the minyan, and called the tikkur rabbanon came the right to tikkun. So they said whenever a bezin makes a takana de rabbanon, and a later generation wants to repeal it, you should require also bezin gadol b'chachma v'minyan. That's where he wants to raise such a possibility.
Why can't you say heimer mum heimer mum? In other words, that built into takana was that if you want to override the takana, this is the way you have to do it.
Yeah, you could say like that.
You
could say like that. That the whole idea of bezin gadol b'chachma v'minyan only applies to dinam d'rabbanan and has no shorish beyond it at all, has no roots at all in any din d'arayis. That's what Fand is like that. It's only a din derabbanan, but then it sounds a little bit strange. That's what Rabbanan is raising the shah. Sounds a little strange. They invented a whole new figamajik, a whole new thing. An idea of in bezn yachal batu zivir bezn chaveiro, the whole thing is a pure invention of the Rabbanan, having no roots at all in a din derayis. So he raises the possibility that no, maybe it does apply to din derayis, but in only rare instances. And those instances where the bezn was inventing a din derayis. How do you have a bezn inventing a din derayis? Yeah. But it's like Masarakas Lala Chacham, so they're inventing something. So then the din derayis always was that if a later bezin decides to make a difference to the years, it'll have to be Gzeira Machachma's minion. So whenever you have a din derabbanan that was invented, an enactment derabbanan, so then you will say called the Tikkun Rabbanan. Can the derayis Tikkun? The later bezin that wants to repeal it will have to be greater Machachma's minion. He's guessing. What would you need? What would you need to change a din d'oraisa, which is a lo mesorah hakasabalah? Would you say that it's the same as any other din d'oraisa? Ein lochel l'shevet shevi amef. Bezin rabbi dor is kaveh the dinim as they see fit. Or do you say no, that you should require a bezin gadol b'chachma minyan? Or he's noita third side. Rabbi Chana is noita third side granted that it won't even help a bezin gadol b'chachma minyan. So the Bani Shalom gave over the din to the Chachmei Hadoros, lo mesorah hakasabalah chachamim, to be koveya how the din should be. So once it was nikva, so that's the din deraisa. So din deraisa is going to ding over the din deraisa. It's not shaykh. If the Bani Shalom gave the correct to the first bezin to be koveya, so once it was nikva, it's nikva. That's how he's made it to say a third side.
So why don't you say like the Rishonim, by the Rishonim should also go in, or the Rishonim should also apply the same thing? If they pass from something, if they koveya something, the bezin later on should not be able to,
away with
it. They didn't make it a color. They mean it's a kaveya. Usually that's not the case. Usually the case is they learn off a pshat in the Gemara, and the Achareim hold they have a better pshat. Achareim hold the Rishonim are wrong, they have a better pshat. So that's the call. They don't have a shevet shevi amecha. That every chacham in his generation
would be the same thing. If they're showing
yeah, then you would need kol b'chacham
minyan. You know the principle by Meshchem and Shavu Alechem, right? More than the whole sacrifice is showing you that the idea that the year.
Yeah, that's another thing. That's another thing. No, that's the drabish of the minyan itself, and you're not. That's another thing. That's another thing. That if you have a din, whether a din deraita or a din derabbanan, whether it's a din deraita or a din derabbanan, that the reason for the din is obvious. But it's not built into the etzem nusach of the din. And it comes a generation that the reason for the mitzvah no longer applies, so we still assume that the din applies. That's called davish of the minyan, tzachin yinach latir, whether you have a din there, right?
All the way by itself.
Right. That's what we say, lo dashin on time of the klo, that even in a case where the reason doesn't apply, or even in a generation where the reason doesn't apply to klo, not only a single case. The generation comes that the whole reason for the mitzvah doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't fall away. That's on a level of the Reister, Davish and the Minion, and on a level of the Rabbanim.
Any kind of bet and pass is a shame. You need another level of dominion.
No. That's not the same thing. No, this is different. Davish and the Minion, what you're quoting is a different thing. When you have a Dinder Reister, a Dinder Rabbanim, that obviously was instituted for reason X. And now comes a generation where the whole reason doesn't apply. I still say, even though the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah, the Easter still applies. That's both on a level of the Raita, that's called Leida Shin and Taimi Mikroh. And on a level of the Rabbana. The same thing. That even though it's clear what the reason for the Takana is, and the reason no longer applies, the Takana still applies. But we're talking about a different thing. You have a Takana that either the reason still applies or doesn't apply, it doesn't matter. Now the Bezin wants to repeal that Takana. So you have to have a Bezin greater B'chachma Dominion than the earlier Bezin in order to repeal the Takana. So the fact is that this whole thing of Bezin Golub Chachminyan is only a Dinder Rabbanan. It never applies on a level of Deraisa. Where do you have a Bezin Golub Chachminyan repealing a Dinder Raisa? It sounds like the Chachamim invented a whole new Shulchan Aruch. They invented a whole new Din Yesh Mayayin about how to repeal Takanas Rabbanan. But he could say, yeah, hey mamu, that was a Takana the Rabbanan that they made. How to make Takanas and how to repeal Takanas. Or Rabbanan suggests maybe you can say that this was an old Dinder Raisa that apply to these rare instances of Lem Mitzarachas of Elah HaChamim, that in such a case, if a later Bezin will decide to be Kaveh the Din, to Shtalavek the Din in a different Eichen, then it's sort of repealing the earlier enactment, and then you'll require a Bezin, God of the Chachamim. That's what he's going to stop it from saying.
Then change it to Musa because it might be Sahaya. So what would it take to reverse it now?
To reverse it back.
You mentioned last week that we don't have a big enough or great enough people or divided to go ahead and do it.
I don't know. I don't know if you need a Bezin Golub B'chachmas and a Minyan for them. We have more people by Musa than we have by Shach.
Well, that's not the reason.
No, that's one of the reasons why it says. You guys don't have it smell like.
The reason says that time also.
That's one reason. It means they come because of Tfiyas. If you blow Tfiyas and Shach, they would come. I don't know. It still wouldn't come. I don't know. Not everything is. Tosis points out. Not everything. Why do they have Kriya Shema?
Well, people come to Musa for that. Especially Musa. For that reason.
Yeah, this is not Kriya Shema.
Not as his mom.
I don't know. No, that's Michal Gula. That's our Hama and the Sakh and the Hatsila. That's not because the people come like that. Now, Tosis points out in a few places there are some things that are not really called Takonas. I don't know if this is called the Takonas that they said, Lo Shoifer and Musa. There's some things like Tosis says, Maim Gulim or Maim Achrayim. There are some things that are not called Takonas. Sort of a Tosis, yeah. That's not a training section, that's sort of a tetzaver. This is also sort of an a tetzaver. I don't know if you'll need a greater bez in the Chachma of the Minyan to reverse it back to Shachris. I don't know. The Mishnah has also Masechet Maaseh Sheni. When can you reverse back Takonis? When you have a right to reverse back the Takonis for the reason. Doesn't apply. There are a lot of klovim. It's a complicated issue. One of the rayas that the Ran brings, the Ran on Daf Aleph and Aleph, one of the rayas that the Ran brings in this issue as to whether the Chomish Inuim, the other Inuim, the Raisa the Rabbanon, he brings from a Gemara by the Tinoikis. Here's the Gemara, an Ayin Chesan and Beis, Tan Rabbanon. Right in the middle of Ayin Chesan and Beis, the Gemara has a Raisa Tan Rabbanon. From all the Chomish Inuim, Tinoikis, little babies, little children, are Mutarim Bekulam, Kutzman, Ilos Astanbis. He's not permitted to let the children wear leather shoes, but all the other things are Mutar. So the Gemara says, why? What's the difference? Why is it forbidden to allow the children to put on leather shoes? The Amrin, because people may think of Dulei, that you put on the shoes, and you're not allowed to put on shoes on a kid, because, Rashi says, because also Lachilu Biyadayim, the din is you're not permitted to see trace of food to a child. So that's Asur. The Frank the Gemara, so let all the other Chomishinuim, don't allow the kid to wash his face either. Don't allow the kid to take a bath or to smear himself with oil, because it will come to show and see that he has a clean face. The people will think that you washed his face and that you, there'll be chayshid b'chem, that you washed his face and you smeared him and really did it on his own. So the Gemara says, no, the answer is like this.
Yes,
yes, Malam the Lake. Then the Gemara finally gives the answer. Is Elo a few lines later? Elo Hanaf the Ladri Vistayu Gazir Buhu Rabbanon. Hanaf the Vistayu who the Gazir Buhu Rabbanon. Does the kid need shoes? It's so crucial the kid should wear shoes. He can wear sneakers also on Mishgefela. But since the shoes are not so important, he can live without it. Not so essential to his development and his growth that he should wear shoes 364 days a year. Ladri Vistayu Gazir Buhu Rabbanon. The Rabbanon made it clear that you're not allowed to let the kid wear shoes. Masheni came. Achila Shtia, the children have to eat every day. Young children. Echitza, Sicha, Bismana Gemara, they used to bathe the babies every day. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, Bismana Zah, we don't wash the babies every day, so you're not allowed to wash the baby on Yom Kippur either. But Bismana Gemara, Bismana Tanoim. I guess the conditions were less hygienic, yeah, so then they had to bathe the babies every day. Shmir and Matoil every day, they wanted it. Every day they did it. But since Hanach, Revisayahu, since that's necessary for the growth and for the development of the baby, so then Gemara says they were never grazing. So the Rishonim ask Hashanah, what are you talking about? Gazir v'Rabbanan, lo gazir v'Rabbanan. What do you mean, Gazir v'Rabbanan? If you hold it, all the Chamishinim are there, right? And Rashi quotes over here, you take a look, Rashi quotes Yivamis Av Kuf Yudalit. He has in parentheses Av Kuf Yudalit. Quotes Yivamis, that there's a din, also Achila B'Yadam. You're not permitted to feed Macholot Asuris to a baby. And the Gemara says, Lav Dafka, to feed Macholot Asuris. If the baby is a Kohen, let's say a woman is married to a Kohen, she has a little baby, she wants to go to a funeral, so she's not permitted to take her baby son with her. The baby daughter, yes, but a baby son, not, because a Kohen is forbidden to be mitam l'meis. Even though the baby is absolutely lo yigil l'chinuch, he was just born 2 days ago, he's lo yigil l'chinuch, he's a mistasik, he doesn't know b'chol what's going on. That's an issa, shelo l'tami as a Kohen, it's an issa deraisa. The Gemara learns it out from the Pesach, yem l'vi amarta, l'hazik b'r'g amalatam, that he's forbidden to be mitam l'meis a Kohen Kohen.
And
right, right.
Some
Rishonim say, right, the Shach quotes from the Rekeach that if the woman took a, a sonogram, and she knows that it's a boy, if she knows that it's a boy inside, then it's an issur to go to a funeral, even though the baby wasn't born yet. Other Poskim is, Magen Avraham asks on that Shach, it doesn't make any sense, but the Shach quotes from the Rekeach like that. That the only reason why Eishes Kayim Uberis is permitted to go to a funeral is because of the text they write. It may be that it will be a Nesel. Maybe that that it won't be alive at all. It will be alive if it's Tzatik Zoch and Tzatik Nekeh. So the Reiv is Lekula. But if she took the sonogram, she knows that it's a boy. And the only topic is if it's going to be, if it's going to survive or not. So the Miut, it's only a Miut Mapila. So the Reiv is that it's Lisa. According to the Rekeach, it's an Easter evening before he's born. So the Gemara has there in Yivam, the Gemara learns us in a series of psukim that this is an issa deraisa by all dinim deraisa. Lo yisachilim. It's also to cause a little child before bar mitzvah, even lo yigil l'chinuch, even lo yigil l'chinuch, an issa deraisa to cause him to violate any issa. So what does the Gemara say? Gazir buhu rabbanon, as opposed to lo gazir buhu rabbanon. What means gazir and lo gazir?
Is this considered like a separate? The bailiffs or something.
Why not?
He could offer like eight, he's not allowed to fare. I mean, you're dealing that he has to read. He's not allowed to fare. It's not just there's no issue there.
Right, that's the Shaila. How can you say that? If there's no suffix takana to the if there's no suffix takana to the baby, more just as with Isayu. It's very healthy for the child to eat every day, and to bathe every day, and to get yishmir with the baby oil every day. But it's not the suffix takana. If you're not going to wash the baby, even if you're not going to feed the baby also, if the baby's 1 day old, maybe there's a suffix takana. But an older child that's like 7 years old, the kid's not going to die because you don't feed him 1 day. But he is. How can the Gemara say, lo goes to Brabona because it's really
side. What about the Mila and the Kipper?
What about
wine? How can you?
Achila Shti is a problem. I don't know. Achila Shti is still a kasha. How come we feed the children Achila B'Yadayim if there's no Tzatik Tzatona? That's a kasha. So the Minach HaFinah HaFinah says it itself. HaFinah says, let's say you have, yeah. It says, if I have my children at home, let's say the child is 6, 7, 8 years old, there's no Tzatik Tzatona. The kid's not going to die if he fasts the whole day. He says, I'm not allowed to give the kids food and say, eat. That's also Achila B'Yadayim, that's an issue there. It's only permissible when the child is mamish, a little baby, so then you have to be machal b'yadam because it's a tzatik tzatana. But when the child is older, you have to wait till you think that it's really a tzatik tzatana. You can let the kid eat on his own. You can tell him, look, the sandwich is at home if you want to eat, so you can eat. But to insist that he should eat, that's lachil b'yadayim, that's not allowed. That's what the Mahal Kinnah says. The Rabbi Natan has a Seif HaYosha. Interesting.
Rabbi Natan and Teifa Yosha in the Chelik Atshuvah, in the second Chelik quote, that there were some Rishonim who held like an Inha Kiro, they held like that, and he said that that's utterly ridiculous, and never heard anything so true. And if there's some kind of a misprint here, it doesn't write clearly what the reason is. He quotes his Gemara, his Isayu, it's a little bit unclear exactly why is it wrong. But the time is a Gerech of time. Why the minig olam is that we are machal ektanim, that we give them to eat, we give them the same to them, we tell them to eat, we encourage them to eat. So shouldn't that be an issa derayt? Because achil ishti is ichad derayt. The one that said that it's also achil biyadayim. I don't know, that's a kasha that Rabbi Natan talks about. He gives, and Chachina says it's tata otter, and then Rabbi Natan gives you a reason why the min hachina is wrong.
What age are we speaking about? What age are we?
Little children, little babies, 1 year old.
1 year old already?
Yeah. So there's a chit to the sichot. This is what the Rani asks on the leaf, on the fallers. Effect Akasha by the Rechit to the Sicho. What do you mean? Because with Isayu, like Gozu, Buhu Rabbanon, God selects them like Gozu Rabbanon. If all the Chomish Shinoim are the Raisa, and you have a Gemara and you vomit that Kusudal, the Rashi quotes on the Daf. Lois Achilim applies to all Isurim, the Raisa, Midia Raisa. It applies Midia Raisa to all Isurim, the Raisa. So what do you mean, like Gozu Rabbanon? Sachanisha, the Raisa. That's the Ran Kash. So from this Gemara, it would appear that the other Inuim are only Midia Rabbanon. That's the Ran time. The other way, I'm running with the Rabbon. On this kasha, Rabbi Lezer Shach has an interesting view in his Sefer. Sefer Aniram Abiyazim. So he says the following. He says, the halach of lois achilum, lahazik belem alaktan, that's also lachilu biyadayim, atinat, even though he's a lois, he's a lachinat, even though he doesn't know the chlal what he's doing. A baby is a kohen, 1 day old, doesn't know what he's doing, and he's taking to the Beit HaKodesh. That's an isha derayt, it's an imitameh. Or to feed a baby, let's say, trefer food, they are dying. You give the baby non-chol of Israel or something, Hanisa de Rabbanon, Adrina Sakum, so that's a machloikis apostin. But the orphan Lachir of the Rabbanon applies to Yisurim de Rabbanon. The Rambam holds even to Yisurim de Rabbanon, and Rav HaRishonim disagree with the Rambam. So that's a machloikis. So that many parts might make on that. So you have to buy glatt kosher, you have to buy everything glatt kosher with all the chumrit for the child. As long as it's not traced with their ISIS, there's no ether of Asa Lachir the Adai. Until he's a Gil Achinuch. When the kid is a Gil Achinuch and he knows what's going on, then you have all the Dinim Achinuch. You have to give him whatever you eat, that's what you have to give your kid. But Kozma and his lay is Gil Achinuch, so Rob Hershaim holds that it's only Asa Lachir the Adai and he threw him their rights. So Rabbi Lezer Shach times in a sefer like this. Let's say, this is my moshav. Let's say, you have a baby bottle and you're going to feed the baby from the bottle. So do you have to be table the bottle? Tfilas Kalim. Let's say the bottle is a glass bottle. Plastic, most parts and all, you don't need Tfilas Kalim. Let's say it's a glass bottle. The glass needs Tfilas Kalim. Glass is only the Rabbanon. So there's no din of Rosh HaLachir B'Daim on the Rabbanon. Let's say according to the Rambam. But Rosh HaLachir B'Daim applies even to din of the Rabbanon. Would you say you have to be table the baby bottle? So the Tashbis is that you don't have to. That the din of Rosh HaLachir B'Daim only applies, or let's say there's a Abba son, a little baby son, and I'm going to feed him chutzpah sukkah. So you're not allowed to feed the kid chutzpah sukkah. He's lo higil achinuch. He's not old enough to eat misukkah, so I'm not mechuyev to see to it that he should eat misukkah. But I'm not allowed to feed him chutzpah sukkah, so also I feel be a dying. So the past is that it's not son. So, no, because also achilah applies not only to yisurei achilah, to meskehanim, to everything. The lending beribis, let's say I take the money of the ktanim and I lend it beribis, so there's a gemara and bob mitzvah, and they don't ask whether we should even speak about asal achil di adayim. I'm the apotropos and I'm lending the kids money beribis, is an ether of asal achil di adayim. Only ribis the rabbanim is mutter, ribis the rice is takot. No, it applies to everything, all these things are on. So Rabbi Yishak writes, no, he says that asal achil di adayim only applies to aveiris, it doesn't apply to mitzvah. If the kid is lohi gilachin, it's not by mitzvah, and he's like Yerachinah, so he's not, there are no shaykhs of mitzvah. The Tfilas Kalim is a mitzvah. There's no avera to use a kli that's not gitaybel. If you don't use it, you don't have the mitzvah, so you're not mevatel the mitzvah. If you'll use the forks and the knives without tabling them, so then you're being mevatel the mitzvah. If you won't use it, so you're not mevatel the mitzvah. So that's why we say, don't use the kalim that are not gitaybel. If you don't use it, so you're not mevatel the mitzvah. If you use it, then you're being mevatel the mitzvah. So if I have a kalim in the house and I don't use them, so I don't have a mitzvah to be tevel. So when I'm going to feed the baby with non-getevel to kalim, it's not that I'm causing the child to violate an avera. When I feed the kid chutzpah sukkah, I'm not causing the baby to violate an avera. I'm not doing the mitzvah. No, the kid is up caught and he's loy gilachinah, so he doesn't have any shaykhs with mitzvah. So that's what Rav Lezer Shach says over here. The more of the chamish inuyim, The Gemara says that the only two that constitute Aver is Achila Shtiyah. The others, even if you should assume that Vechitza Sticha Tashamitan Yilachasam Laveraitse, but it's a mitzvah sase, it's not an Aver. It's not that it's an Aver if you wear shoes. It's an Aver Deraitse if you bathe on Yom Kippur. It's an Aver if you do Sticha. It's not an Aver. You didn't fulfill a mitzvah of Shabbosim or the mitzvah of Yilitim. The Gemara has different Makaris, the Ramah called Shabbosim. The Gemara has another Doshan from the Yilitim, it says part time. You didn't do the mitzvah sefer. You can't say that he did an avera.
It's not a mitzvah sefer. So you're not by not watching, you're not doing a mitzvah. You're not doing anything.
Well, that, but the Rambam writes that that's a mitzvah. The Rambam writes, whoever fasts on Yom Kippur, harei zeh ki a mitzvah sefer.
Even if you didn't do the shem mitzvah?
So you want to say that Misa on Shabbos is only a Kiyum on Mitzvah if he did it Lishem. It's a good spot. I think the Miri has that spot. That the only reason why you say that, the only reason why there's one Mandama holds Mitzvah, saying Sichas Kavon, is because he did the Maisa, the Kumi say that there was Kavon. You don't say that there was no Kavon. We say there was Kavon. Subconsciously, in the summer there was Kavon. But if you say the Altar, so then you have to say Mitzvah Sichas Kavon. Okay, say like that. But still, it's a mitzvah asay. Fasting on Yom Kippur, in addition to being a lois, it's a lois asay also, but it's an asay. But the other inuyim outside of Achil Ishtiyah are only an asay. It's not a lois asay. That's what Rabbi Shachtain is, that since it's an asay, the most it could be, even if it derives, is only a mitzvah, it's not an aveir. So it's only a mitzvah, so the whole issue of Osmo Achil Yadayim passed Mishtarayim Bechlau. Rashi quotes Lois Achilim from Yivam Mitzkuf Yidal Yavan. That's what Gozibur Rabbanon is based on. The Gemara says Gozibur Rabbanon is not an Issa Deraita. Why? They were mistaken it. They were going to make a Rabbanon patterned after that Din Deraita of Lois Achilim. But the Din Deraita will not apply. Din Deraita doesn't apply because there's no Issa. That's what he's saying. Mishnah has a din that if you have a Chaylus Yesh Bo Sakona, Tochek Sakona, Vada Sakona, it's permitted to eat. He's allowed to eat. And then the Gemara has the Reichim, after the doctors have to discuss how sick he really is. The Mishnah Pei Beis says if a woman is pregnant, the Machlekes and Rishonim, whom the Satana is for, even in the early months, even very early. The Machlekes and Rishonim, whether the Sotah Satana is to the mother or the Sotah Satana is to the Uber. Maybe if the Sotah Satana is to the Uber, then it's not called the Nefesh, it's not called Pitoch Nefesh. How do we show him how that even the Yubi, even the Sabbath Chakana to the Yubi is also Deich Shabbos and Deich Achil of Yom Kippur? It's strange in the Rishayim, it's a whole literature here on Yume and in Lide and in other Mesichtas in the end of the first Perek and Erech and the Rishayim discussion.
How do you separate the two? How do you separate it? In other words, it's Yubi?
No, it's a very common thing. Let's say a woman sometimes loses pregnancy. And she's first on Yom Kippur, we'll put her in labor and she'll lose the doctor's thinker. There's a subject she'll lose the pregnancy. She'll get a little sick, but she won't be no suffix sakana to her, but there's a suffix sakana to the yoga. That's a common shayla. That's a very common shayla. So that's enough later for me shayla. That fasting puts them in labor, right? So that's a common shayla today. So that's enough later for me shayla. So it's strange in Shulchanoff, the shayla is not quoted. In Rishon, there's so much literature on this shayla, Goinim, in Rishon, so much literature, Shulchanoff is not even quoted. But the later Pasim say that we pass in Lahaka, and whenever there's a suffix sakana, so we pass in any suffix is lahapa. So this is also suffix. But if you talk nefesh of an uber, zecha yom kippah, zecha yom kippah, zecha yom kippah, that's also suffix when we pass in l'kul. So in such a case, we would pass in l'kul.
But it's only if she says she wants to eat, but by
eating. Well, let's say the doctor says. The doctor says, if she doesn't eat, there's a suffix that's on the uber. Yeah.
We try to get
it left. Oh, so the Mishnah hangs later. The Mishnah has on Tegim Lamed Aleph that if the Choylish Yesh B'Sakana has to eat, that there are two foods that he can eat. There's a kosher food and there's a treifa food. So it says, Machilim also, Hakal Lakal Tchil. Instead of giving him the treifa food, you give him the kosher food. Why should he violate two Averis? Let him violate one Aver. Machilim also, Hakal Lakal Tchil. And then, Zeta Vet, I've gone to Sugi Tegim Lamed Aleph on the bottom, going over to the Gimel and Beis, and Lurna Alichas and the Gimorah. And Tosk can have a long discussion. How do you determine what's Akal Akal Tchila? How do you know which Issa is Muhammad and which?
Isn't there a shot also if you could check and make a kosher bank? If there's no kosher food available, is it permissible to check to violate?
Right, the Rishonim all say that it's preferable to shech, the Yisroel, to shech on Yom Kippur, rather than feed the chayla nevela, rather than have a goy. So they give different reasons, right? The Rishonim give different reasons over here. So based on this din of achila mosel hakal, hakal chilo, that the Tosfim all say la'aloch and shulchan aruch, that true we talk like Rabbi Yechon, the chot nishir, osm and atayra, but if you eat a shear shalem, then it's an Issa Kar. If you eat a chas shear, then it's not an Issa Kar. It's an Issa Deraisa, but there's no Issa Kar. So in order to save one's life, he only has to eat a chas shear. So then he's not permitted to eat a shear shalem, because that's machila moso hakal hakal tzil. Let him save his life by violating the lesser Issa, rather than violating the greater Issa. What happens if he has to eat a larger amount? So then you give him tachas tachas mit the shear. He eats less than the shear. How much is the shear? So the Gemara says the shear is perkedei achilas prat. If he eats this kosevis agasa, perkedei achilas prat, within a certain amount of time, so then it's nistak. If he waits longer, then it's not nistak. What's the shear by mashkim? The shear by mashkim is roi revi is by an adam beinoni. Is the malay lugma? What's the shear? So that's the machlokes is the Rambam and the Raya in the Mechavikos. The Rambam's opinion is that shear, the shear to drink a malay lugma perkedei shtiyat revi. The amount of lugma by an autumn baby is a reverie. So if you drink that in the amount of time that it would take to drink a reverie, which is slightly more, just another second more than a reverie. How long does it take to drink a reverie? A second. How long does it take to drink the whole reverie? A second and three quarters. How long does it take? Anocha, three quarters of a second. That's how the Rambam writes. And the Rambam asks, what is he talking about? That the shear should be increases, that the shear tzira for mashkin is the same as the shear tzira for echem, that it's not, you don't just wait 3 seconds and then you drink the other, a little more, then you wait another 3 seconds and drink more. You have to wait a few minutes, the shear of tzokadei achilas prat. So that's the machlokes of the Rambam and the Raya. And we're machma on that, so the person has to eat and drink. So the Mishnah says that echem v'mashkin not mitzvah in yachad. So the person should, let's say, have 2 schnapps glasses. So you should fill, each one is less than a, clearly less than a Beit HaBeinim. It's obviously less than a Beit HaBeinim. So let's say he should fill one with milk or whatever it is, a mashkin, fill the other one with an oichel. They should have, if he's a chodesh, he's a sakana, have to eat. They should have less than a kishir of oichel, less than a kishir of mashkin, and then wait a few minutes till the shir achilas prat is over, and then have another less than a kishir of, less than a kishir of mashkin, and then wait again a little bit of time. How long is the shir perkedei achilas prat? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the tshuva from the Chassam Sefer 9 minutes.
9 minutes.
That's what he quotes. What's that? Is 9 minutes. The Chassam Sefer has a whole Gemara in Shabbos and Banan Adlikin. He puts together a Gemara in Shabbos with a Gemara in pieces. And he comes up with a shiur of 9 minutes. That Tela, awesome. All that Chassam Sefer. Pilek loin. Pilek loin. Yeah. All of the Achrenim ask on the Chassam Sefer that it's very, very shvei. Achush makfish, it doesn't take 9 minutes to eat it. Christ and the whole Hechot, the Raya, and the Gemara that he quoted, Mishkan Raya. So they have tshuva that it's not due to it. What did the Mishnah Berurah quote the Chassam Sofer? I've got to ask Chassam Sofer. The answer is the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote Achreinim on his own. He only quotes Achreinim on the dot, or those person are quoted in Yitzchak Tisei Tshuva. There's a little tiny Sefer on Aruch Haim by one of the Dayanim in Vilna that's called Tisei Tshuva. So on Aruch Haim there is no Tisei Tshuva. There's only Behetim and Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva is written by Aruch Haim Zalman Margolius. He doesn't have anybody from the later day. He never quotes the Chassam Sofer. The Sefer was written before the Chassam Sofer. It doesn't quote the Chassam Sofer, Chassam Sofer, Maram Shik, doesn't quote anything. So one of the Dayanim in Vilna wrote a little Sefer as a Likud of Achreinim, but the Dayan in Vilna who wrote the Likud didn't make a full Likud. He quoted some Achreinim a little bit, he didn't quote everything. So the Mishnah Berurah, if you look every time the Mishnah Berurah quotes an exotic Achreinim, whenever he quotes an Achreinim, it's not on the Daf, or Rabbi Kivegi's Tshuva, or Agur Bar Alecho, Nilchus Achreinim quotes the Tshuva of Agur Bar Alecho, he didn't look in Agur Bar Alecho. If his say Tshuva quotes it, so he quotes with that. Bidyan Tzi, and whenever he quotes anything that's not on the daf in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote him with the Pesach Tshuva quote. So a lot of times they have kindness against Mishnah Berurah. What if he quotes these Achreinim with the Pesach Tshuva Tzechem Zon? There are other Achreinim, Yama Achreinim, who disagree. So this is also a Shrera Mishnah Berurah that he says that it's 9 minutes. It's such a Chumrah. It's much less than 9 minutes. And many Paschim say, the Paschim hold that it's more than 9 minutes. Some of them hold that it's 11 and a half minutes. Also,
it's very slow.
No, they didn't figure it out how they eat. They figured out based on Gemara's house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Based on Gemara, so you can say till Purim. And the Tzvius, we know that it's much less. But because some Achrenim hold that it's 11 and a half minutes, the some Chassidish Paskim have this, the Pinker writes in this paper, Le'yesa says you should always tell a Chayvah to wait 15 minutes. You have a one shot place of Orch, a one shot place of Mash, you wait 15 minutes, and have another Pachachim here, wait another 15 minutes. Can't wait 15 minutes, then if you wait 11 and a half minutes, can't wait that, wait 9 minutes, then you chisel it down, so you get down to the real shield. The real shield is a little over 3 minutes. A little, anything 3 or 4 minutes, they wait 4 minutes and 5 minutes. That's the rest of it.
That's the paper.
Yeah, that's the Iker Adin. Min Haskinach has a Shaila. The Gemara has a Machlekes of Yechon Mishlokes and Chulin. What's the din if a person has a piece of chazer, a chatishir chazer, he eats the chazer and then he throws it up. And it's still, he didn't chew it up, he didn't get digested yet, it's still one chunk. And then he eats that chatishir again. Perkidei achilas
tzah.
So he has eaten, he has swallowed down his throat a kazayis of chazer, but in stomach,
he only has
a half a kazayis. So do you say that the shear depends on hanoach mayo, on the belly, or hanoach grona? So it's a machlekes Rabbi Yechon Mishlok. So the Minhasinuch writes to Chiddush, he says that even though we assume that it's hanoach grona, that since he saw Rabbi Yechon, he talks to Rabbi Yechon, that if he swallowed the chatizayis vihikio, the chazer of bola, the same chatizayis, that he's loike, because he swallowed down his esophagus. He swallowed a shear, even on the belly he doesn't have. But on Yom Kippur, doctor, everybody will agree that it depends on his sugi daita. And his sugi daita doesn't help that he swallowed down his throat. If he doesn't have the shear shalom in his stomach, then there's no his sugi daita. He's a good, a fine throat. Some of them dings up. Some of them dings up. He wants a dings up. I don't find a throat. Then the Mahakrina says, well, based on what I just said, that it all depends on his sugi daita, based on how it lands in the belly. So he says, well, maybe we should disregard legamre, the swallowing. So he says, what would be the din of kolchot the seed? Let's say, chayla has to eat on Yom Kippur. Okay. Let's say he has to eat food. So he takes real food. He wraps it up in something which is not edible. If, let's say, he has hoyitzis that are wrapped up in cabbage.
That's
kolchot the seed. That's food and that's food. So that's called achila. But if he wraps it up in paper, no, intravenous is a clown now. That's the person said. If it doesn't go down the throat, then it's hetagum. Hetagum. But if he swallows something down the throat, then it's kochah b'si. He wrapped it up in a non-edible. So the Gemara says, Legabi matzah, Legabi achila tzomet, kochah b'si is not achila. So what about by Yom Kippur? So the Mehafkinah sign is, well, based on what I just said, that by Yom Kippur it all depends on Hanoach Neyov, so when it lands in his stomach, so then he's full. So then he's going to open up, then he's going to have the Hanoah Tamiyan. So the Chol should be, then it should be, Achilah should be also. But he kind of said it's not correct. He says, why is it not correct? Because the Gemara says, that's pretty right, because the Gemara says that if you eat a little bit now, you eat a little bit later on Yom Kippur, it's only serves if it's Tafid Achilah Tzah. Not Tafid Achilah Tzah, it's not. So he says, why? But the Shiach Achilah Tzah is a Shiach Hilchas Achilah in Kol HaTar Kula. How does it pass that line over here? You see, from that Gemara is up there, that even on Yom Kippur, Malchidish is probably right, doctor, that it all depends on Achilas, Hanuat Meyov, but Hanuat Meyov alone, the Loma Sik, that's not enough. You have to have, through those two, you have to have also a Maisa Achila. And if it's Koch of the Sik, and it's not Maisa Achila, then it has to go. That's three times. And his Rai is from the less than Kedah Achilas. So the Zelf Tain is against the Menachina, but it's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara is, on Peyom and Beis, the Gemara asks about this issue of Tefid Achilas Tras. What is it based on? The Gemara says that it's not the same din as Kol HaTor HaKula. The Gemara says, how can it be that if you eat a Kezayis as Mizela in order to get Malchus, Kezayis Tefid Achilas Tras. Kezayis is either a half or a third of a Beis. And on Yom Kippur, the Shir is Kosevis Hagato, which is more than a Kezayis, also Tefid Achilas Tras. Shouldn't you give him more time to eat? It's a bigger amount. It's twice as much food. Should you give him twice as long to eat it? So the Gemara says, no, this Shia Tefid Achilas Tras is unrelated to the Din Achilas Tras in Kol HaTor HaKula. Here's the Shia and Yisuvah Daita. So the Gemara says, just like if you eat less than Kosevis Hagasa, no Yisuvah Daita, even if you eat more than Kosevis Hagasa. But it's spread out more than the Shia. The Chachamim made an omen that there's no Yisuvah Daita. So the Mehafkinoch forgot the Gemara this time. The Mehafkinoch says, from the fact that you have the Shia Tefid Achilas Tras, that's why the Chochah, that Hanoach Meyov is not the sole criterion, you have to have two, there's two, a Maisa Achila. So they say that Daltan is very true. The Gemara said the same, that there's a different reason for the shear. I've talked about Chilas Pras fitting in, because less, if it's too long, if you wait too long, so there's no need to be dyked. But if it's a big cock of the seed, maybe it will be there. That's what they say. No, there's not that many, many details on the commission.
When you deal with an animal bear, from what month on do you have to worry whether you should eat or not, or whether you have to eat it?
Whatever the doctor says.
You have to ask the doctor.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, whatever the doctor says. Doesn't have to be doctor called information. In the beginning of Parshas Hazinu, the Pesach says, B'shem Hashem Ekroch of the Gold of the Lekain. So the Gemara has a drush on the Pesach, that in this Pesach we derive that Bichas HaTor is the right. The Gemara has another drush on the Pesach, then when you say B'shem Am Torish, when the Tengol says B'shem Hashem Torish, and Yom Kippur, everybody here, you have to say a Sheva, Baruch Tengol and Machu Kavi Yavra. So then it's two, when it's Bila, Chum Shiet, and Habdom is the one of the points, he doesn't understand the drush of Bichas HaTor. Yishem Hashem Echo, when I say the Shem on Torah, Shabbat God, Lelokei, say Brosh, Shem, Shem, Chus, Nevo, that fits into the Pesach. But the other Drosh is that when you learn Torah, you should say a Brosh, it's Yishem Hashem Echo. We didn't say anything about learning Torah. It doesn't fit into the Pesach.
You want the Kalachan? You want the Kalachan? Mother has
a high shoe in the Buhay. Yeah, another, that's another. But the Gemara has a Drosh, if in this Pesach, this is the Mokeh that Yichas HaTor is the right of the Kalachan, there is not. But, but the Pesach is what teaches us that Bichas HaTor is their life. So he answers, he says, if you look in the Hakdamah of the Ramban, Allah Torah, the Ramban writes, they call it the Rukul, the Shmoyis of Shavah Kadosh Baruch. So he says, apparently that's what the Chachmei HaTalmud held. Kishen Hashem Ekro, when I learn Torah, because call it the Rukul, the Shmoyis of Shavah Kadosh Baruch, you should give Shavah to the Rebbe Nishlah. What does that mean, call it the Rukul, the Shmoyis of Shavah Kadosh Baruch? So the Chavit Chaim writes in one place, and it says, Hashem Ova. No, the Musa says, Hashem Ova. So he writes, that the Pashtus is, the Talakan has his Baruch is based on Zoya, based on Nitzah, but the Chavit Chaim writes based on Nigla. He says that the Torah is not only a collection of Nitzah Seth and Nitzah Loisah, the Torah is a description of Elokut. From the beginning to the end, the Shlemus of the Torah, any given parish is only a Din, no Hadinah, no Mitzah. But the whole Torah, from the beginning to the end, the Shlemus story, is a description of Elokut. That's what it means, Torah Tarakut, the Shmaitel, Shemakarizoh, Hashem. This is a tape recorder. This is an RJJ journal that someone is selling here for $5. I only have a few records. Whoever's interested. This is a seder. This is a table. This is a chair. When you give a shame, you're giving a description of what the thing is. When you say what it is, you're describing it. So the Torah, Shmoyt, and Shalach HaRishbach, is a description of Elokut. So the Pasuk says, when you're learning Torah, and you're learning what a HaRishbach is all about, hover go to the chair. That's what they quote from the Drum of Brian, that the best way to begin to do tshuva is by learning Torah. But to do tshuva means to return to the Rebbeinu Shlom, to return where is he, what is he, who is he, what is he all about. So the only way to know what Elokus is like is to learn Torah. That's what we daven every day in the davening. Hashiveinu avinu v'tzarecho, achzineinu v'tshuva shleimen v'mechanecho. The way to tshuva means to come back. Come back to where is the Shechina? Where is the Shechina? Who is he? The only way to know who he is, where he is, and what he is by learning Torah. To have a year of learning. Okay.